జయము శుభాది పరమహంస పరిపాజాచార్య అనందగోడి వైష్ణవ బృందకి రామాచార్య శ్రీహరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్ కి స్వయం సహో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధారి శ్రీవాసాది గౌడ భక్త బృందకి శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ గోవ గోవిందాన శ్యామకుండ రాధాకుండ గిరి గోవర్ధానికి వృందావన ధామకి మాయపూర్ ధామకి వైలగిరి ధామకి జగన్నాథపురి ధామకి ద్వారకాపురి ధామకి దుర్గమాయికి యమునమాయికి తులసిదేవికి భక్తిదేవికి సమవేద భక్త బృందకి గౌ ప్రేమానంద
శ్రీ వేదాంత స్వామిని నామిని సరస్వతి ప్రజాని పాశ్చాత్యదేశత
ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాకయా చక్షురుణ్మిలితాం యేన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః. శ్రీచైతన్యమనోభీష్టాం స్థాపితాం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపగదా మహ్యం దదాతి సుపదాందియం. వందేహం శ్రీగురు శ్రీయుధాపదకమలం శ్రీగురుం వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనసహితం కృష్ణచైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపదాం సహగణ లలితాం శ్రీవిశాఖాన్వితాం చ నమామి. విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణప్రస్థాయ భూతలే శ్రీమదే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామిని నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవి గౌరవాణి ప్రజారిణి నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్యాదేశధారిణి. విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణప్రస్థాయ భూతలే శ్రీమదే భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతీ నామిని శ్రీవర్షభానవి దేవి దైదాయ కృపాబ్ధయే కృష్ణ సంబంధ విజ్ఞానం దాయినే ప్రభవే నమః. మాధుర్యోజ్జ్వల ప్రేమాద్యా శ్రీరూపానుగ భక్తిదా శ్రీగౌరగరుణాశక్తి విగ్రహాయ నమోస్తుతే. నమస్తే గౌరవాణి శ్రీ మూర్తయే దీనధారిణి రూపానుగ విరుద్ధావసిద్ధాంతద్వందహారిణి. నమో గౌరకిశోరాయ సాక్షాద్ వైరాగ్యమూర్తయే విప్రలంబర సాంబోధే పదాంబుజాయ తే నమః. నమో భక్తి వినోదాయ సచ్చిదానందనామిని గౌరశక్తిస్వరూపాయ రూపనూగవరాయదే. గౌరావిర్భవభూమిస్త్వం నిర్దేష్టా సజ్జన ప్రియ వైష్ణవసర్వభూమశ్రీ జగన్నాథాయదే నమః. వంచకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధూభ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయదే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్యాన్నే గౌరత్వషే నమః. పంచతత్వాత్మకం కృష్ణం భక్తరూపస్వరూపకం భక్తావతారం భక్తాఖ్యం నమామి భక్తసాత్వికం. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగల్పదే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంద రాధాకాంద నమోస్తుతే. జయతాం సురలోకాంగో మమ మందమదేర్గది మత్సర్వస్వదాంభోజౌ రాధామదనమోహనౌ. దివ్యవృందారణ్యకల్పద్రుమాదౌ శ్రీమన్నాగరసింహాసనస్థౌ శ్రీపద్రాధాశీలగోవిందదేవౌ ప్రేష్టాళివిసేవ్యమానౌ స్మరామి. శ్రీమన్నాసరసారంభి వంశీ వటతటస్థిత కర్షన్ వేణుస్వనిర్గోవేర్గోపినాథాశ్రయేస్తునాః. తప్తకాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసుతే దేవీ ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభో నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Pathaya Pradibodhidam Bhagavadam Narayana Swayam Rasena Gridhidam Puranuninam Madhye Mahabharatam Advaitam Radavarshini Bhagavadim Ashtadashadhyayini Ambatva Manasandadani Bhagavadgide Bhavadveshini Namostude Vyasavishala Buddhe Laravindaya Dabatra Netra Yena Tvaya Bharata Dairapurna Prajvalido Jnanamaya Pradibha Pravanna Parijadaya Totra Vetraika Banaye Jnana Mudraya Krishaya Gita Amrata Duhe Nama Sarva Upanishado Gavo Dugdha Gopala Nandana Pato Valsa Sudhir Bhokta Dugdham Gita Amratam Mahat Vasudeva Sudam Devam Kamsachanura Mardanam Devagi Paramanandam Krishnam Vande Jagadgurum Vishmadronadada Jayadradajala Gandhari Nilolpala Shalyagrahavadi Kribena Mahani Karnena Vela Kula Ashwathama Vigarna Khoramagara Duryodhana Vartini Sotirna Khalu Pandavairananadi Kaivataka Keshavam Parashadyavajasarojamamalam Gidarthagandhol Kadam Nana Khyanaka Kesaram Harikatha Sambhodana Bhodidam Lokai Sajjana Shalpadeira Haraha Heviyamanam Mudam Bhuyad Bharata Pangaja Kalimala Pradhum Sina Shreyase Mugam Karodi Vajalam Pangam Lankhede Girim Yalkrubatamaham Vande Paramananda Madhavam Yam Brahma Varunendra Rudra Maruda Swanvandi Divya Istavair Vedair Sangabadair Krama Upanishadair Dayandiyam Samagaham Dhyanam Vastita Tadgadena Manasa Pashyandiyam Yogino Yasyandam Navidusura Suraganai Devaya Tasmai Namah Sarvatra Govinda Nama Sankirtanam Govinda Govinda
In the Damodara Lila pastime, what we were talking about yesterday, Sri Shuka Brahmarshi says there, Nemam Virinjo na Bhavo na Shri Apyanga Samshrayaha Prasadam Lebhiri Gobi Yattal Prapa Prapa Vimuktidat Nayam Sukhabo Bhagavan Dehinam Gobiga Sudha Yaninam Jalpa Bhudanam Yadha Bhaktimata Miham Krishna Stukrahagratya Shuvigrayam Madari Prabhu Adrachal Arjuna Opuram Kyagau Dhanadal Majo. So, Krishna Shobramarshi says there that Prasadam Lebhire. This is the Prasadam. What is the Prasadam Krishna has given to Yashoda? This is the Prasadam. What is that? That somebody who cannot be easily captured. Even by jnanam or bhakti or karmam or yogam, great personalities like great yogis, jnanis, they try to capture Krishna in their heart. They couldn't do that. But Krishna has allowed Yashoda Devi to capture her, capture him. And that is the prasadam what Yashoda Devi received from Krishna. And that is what Sukha Brahmashi is saying there. Lord Brahma hasn't got it. Lord Shiva didn't get it. and neither Mahalakshmi has got it. None of them. And that was given that opportunity to tie Krishna down for Yashoda. That was a special mercy from Krishna to Yashoda. So, and then you will see there that the who they are, Drona and Dhara, they were the Vasus who had become later on Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. They were the two Vasus. Bhishma also was a Vasu who came down as Bhishma. He is a Vasu. Uddhava was a Vasu. They are all Vasus who had come here to participate in Krishna's pastimes. So similarly, Shobramashi is saying here that that some important points mentioning there that for several lifetimes, how they pleased Krishna, the result of that they are enjoying now. Who? Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. To come as Krishna's foster parents, like Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, they had to perform several lifetimes of sadhana to come to this level. So that is what is spoken there. That similarly, we are trying to get some understanding of Krishna. And this is an opportunity in this Damodara Leela pastimes. Krishna is allowing Yashoda Devi to tie him down. And in other words, Krishna is in a giving mood at the moment. So devotees also pray to Krishna at this point in time in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that when the same mercy to show to us, to the devotees also, who are trying to understand Krishna. Because Krishna is showing to us, telling us that he is willing to come to be bound by the devotee. So in other words, Krishna is in a mood at the moment to listen to the devotee. So this is the right opportunity to pray to Krishna, to give some bhakti to us. So that means, even though the mother has tied him down, Yashoda Devi has tied Krishna down to the mortar, and even though Krishna is tied down in the mortar, irrespective of that, even though he is under bondage, he is in a position to release others from bondage. Krishna is in bondage at the moment, isn't it? Yashoda has tied him down. So, even though Krishna is in bondage, he is still in a position to free everybody else who is in bondage, to show to us, that is why the next pastime of Nalakuvera and Manigriva. So that's why he says here that when Yashoda Devi tied Krishna to the mortar, Yashoda went back to look after her, do her different household duties. Gopis have gone away from there. Other friends had come to play with Krishna at that moment. Krishna decided that he should have some games now with the children, although he is tied down to the mortar. So, saying this, with other 32 children who had been with him, they've all come, and he says to them, "We are going to play some new games today." Saying this, he told them to move away from there and started pulling the mortar with him. And when he pulled that mortar and saying this, there were two trees standing outside in the gardens, and he pulled the trees right into the middle of that. And when he pulled into the middle of that, in a short period of time, the mortar was blocked by the two trees. It couldn't get through. And in that process, it pulled both the trees down and they both fell. When both the trees had fallen down and that when they fell down, that even now, the rope is not broken. When Yashoda Devi has tied to the mortar, it's not broken. But the trees have fallen with the power of the pull from the mortar. Both the trees have fallen down. And when the trees fell, from there appeared two great personalities. They stood there with folded hands in front of Krishna. And their prayers are there in that verse. As you can see there, that the
anujanihino bhumam stava anujaragingarav darshanam no bhagavada krishirasid anugrahad.
He says there that Nalaguvera and Manigriva, they had come to this position. Why? Because they had offended Sri Narada Maharshi through their arrogance. That, but as soon as they started the prayer, the first thing they mentioned was, if Sri Narada Maharshi has not given us this opportunity, we would have never seen you saying this, and we would have never got this opportunity to participate in the childhood pastimes, Balalila. Remember, Vilamangalam said, Vayam Yashoda Sishu Balalila Katha Sutha Sindushu Lilayama. Yashoda Shishu Balalila Katha Sutha Sindushu Lilayama. So, famous prayers, these famous words from the Nalaguvera and Manigriva's prayers. Vani gunanu kathane shravanau kathayam hastau jagarma sumanastava padayorna stuhtyam shirastava nivasa jagal praname drishti sadam darshane stubhavattanunam. Vani gunanu kathane shravanau kathayam. That Nalaguvera and Manigriva is saying to Krishna that our tongue, our ears and all other senses is all, should always remember, always be absorbed in these childhood pastimes. Balalila. Vani gunanu kathane shravanau kathayam. And that mortar which is being tied to your waist, and when we see that mortar being tied to your waist, we think that there is no harm to stand there as a wood. The mortar is also wooden mortar. So being a mortar like that, made of wood, and we also become a wood like that, we don't mind that, he says. Because that we were able to come out from that wood, we got that touch of your mortar, wooden mortar, because we were standing there as the wood, as trees, we were standing there. So, it is because of that only we were standing there as a wooden trees, as trees there, that your wooden mortar was able to pull us down and we were able to be a part of this childhood pastimes, Balalila. So, and we will go and say all these things to our father. You have to remember, the father is very, very rich person. Vaishravanam, isn't it? Kubera he is. So, we will go and say all these things to him. When Vaishravana heard these things, when they gone back and said this to Vaishravana, Vaishravana got very happy about it, about the situation. This is what Srimad Bhagavatam is showing to us, that very important that if possible, the parents should train the children to speak about Krishna and to hear about Krishna. And Vaishravana was immensely pleased when he heard that they were able to speak about Krishna to Vaishravana. Then, so, and you can see, even though they were children of Vaishravana, Kubera, Vaishravana's Kubera is the treasure of the demigods, even though they were his children, because of that, what has happened in their life? They became arrogant, proud, and excessive sense enjoyment, and the final result, fallen into a degraded conditions, isn't it? Degraded conditions. But when they got the association of devotees like Sri Narada Maharshi, that has elevated them. So association with the father, even though he was rich, he had all the material opulences, it is only caused a degradation for the children. But association with a saintly personality like Sri Narada Maharshi has actually brought them out of that degraded condition, elevated them to a higher spiritual position. So Sri Narada Maharshi gave this mercy to them, that they became expert in talking about Krishna, having participated in Krishna's childhood pastimes. That was their good fortune. So they decided that Vaishravan also felt the same thing. Kubera also felt the same thing, that Sridharta Maharshi has blessed my children in this way, and forever they have been benefited. So, so many things in this world, acquiring wealth, acquiring name, acquiring fame, acquiring followers, all these things can come and go. But at the same time, to get the association of a great soul like Sridharta Maharshi, and through that association, at least if somebody is able to remember Krishna and to absorb in Krishna's pastimes, that is considered to be the greatest fortune of all, more than anything else. And that also you can understand from this particular pastime. And it is at that time Nanda Maharaj arrived there, and Nanda Maharaj arrived there, and so many other pastimes, all what happened after Nanda Maharaj's arrival, Shuka Brahmarshi is going to talk about it in the 11th chapter, which we'll read now. Shri Shuka Vacha Gopananda Deshutva Drumayopada Doravam Tatraja Guru Shreshtanar Ghadavaya Shankidaha Bhumyam Nibadidau Tattadadar Shuryamalarjuno Vibramustada Vijnaya Lakshyam Patanakaranam Ulukharam Vigarshandam Dhamna Baddham Japalagam Kasidam Kudam Ashcharyam Ulpadam Idikadara Bala Ujaranenedi Tiryagadam Ulukalam Vigarshadam Adhyagena Purushava Pejashmahi Nate Yetaduktam Jaguru Nakade Tiridasyadal Balasyolpadanam Tarvokejil Sannigdhajedasa Ulukaram Vigarshandam Dhamna Baddham Somal Pajam Vilokananda Prasad Badane O Vimamo Chaham Gobi Bistobidon Ratil Bhagavan Bhalavat Kojil Udgaidi Kojin Mugdat Tadvasho Dari Yandraval Vibarti Kojidat Yapta Pidagon Manapadugam Bahutrebam Jugurde Swanam Japridi Mavahan Darshayam Sadidam Logamal Panomrtiam Shadam Rajasyo Vahavai Harsham Bhagavan Bhalajeshtidehi Krini Hibo Bharani Shutva Satarama Chuda Bhalatidanyamadayo Sarva Bhala Pradaha Bharapukraini Tasya Chudanyam Karadvayam Bhaira Buriya Drumatrutne Bhalavandam Buricha Sari Tiragadam Krishnam Bhagnarjuna Bhagnarjuna Tohvayad Ramam Jarohini Devi Kridandam Balagair Desham Nope Yadam Yadahudau Krida Sangena Putragau Yashodam Prashayamasa Rohini Putravel Salam Kridandam Sasudam Bale Adivelam Sahagrajam Yashoda Ajohavir Krishnam Putrasnehas Nadastani Krishna Krishna Aravindaksha Tada Ehistanam Piba Alam Mihare Chulchanda Krida Shran Dosi Putraga He Rama Agachadada Ashu Sanija Kulanandana Pradrevakada Harastad Bhavan Bhoktumarhadi Pradikshade to Amda Sharka Bokshamano Vrajadiba Ehyavayo Priyam Dehi Sugrahan Yadaba Alaga Duli Dusadangastam Putrama Janama Avaha Janmachamadi Prado Viprebio Dehiga Shuchi Pashibashivayasyamse Madramushtan Solam Kradan Tomjas Nada Kradaharo Viharasa Solam Krata Itam Yashoda Tamashesha Shekharam Atwa Sodam Snehanibadanir Nurva Haste Grahitwa Sadam Machidam Nitwa Sovadam Kradavatyadodhayam Gorodhuamahol Padani, who you brought twenty, Nandali, Samagam, Rajagari, Mandrain, Tatro, Nandamaha, Gobo, Janavayotika, Deshagar, Tatuja, Priyagadrama, Krishna Yoho, Utada, Vimido, Swabi, Gogula, Sahide, Shibi, Ayan, the Tramahol Pata, Balanam, Nasha Hedava, Mukta Katanjida, Shesabal, Nyabalago, Yaso, Hareda, Nigro, Nunem, and Escho, Berin Abadal, Chakravadin, Nidoyam, Daitian, Vivadam, Miel, Shilayam, Badida, Satabri, Trada, Sure, Shure, Yanam, Rea, Drumayor, and Prapivalega, Asavanya the Movabi, Tadapia Chudrakshanam, Yava Ulpatia, Aristo, Rajanabi, Bavedida, Tavad Bala Nubana, Yasiamonia Trasa, Nuga, Vanamranda, Vanam Nama, Pashavim Navakan, and Goba, Gobi Gavam, Savium, Punya, Dritranavirudham, Tatrada, Deva Yasiam, Shagudan, Yuntamanchiram, Godananya, Agredoyan, Dubhavam, Yedidiro, Chare, Tachitru, Diogoba, Sadhusadivadinam, Prajan, Swan, Swan, Samaija, Eurudabarichada, Burdan, Balan, Sri Urajan, Sarvova Garnanija, and a Swaropia Gopala, Yatama, Tashadasana, Gothanani Braskritya, Shangania, Huya Sarvada, Turigoshena, Mahadayu, Sahubirohida, Gopio, Rudanadarutna, Kujakungumagandaya, Krishaila, Jiguprida, Nishkakandya, Suvasasa,
तथा यशोदारोहिणी आवेगम शकटमास्थिते रे चतु कृष्णरामाभ्यां तल्कदा श्रवणोत्सुके वृंदावनम संप्रविश्य सर्वकाल सुखावहम तत्र चक्रुप्रजावासम शकटे अर्धचंद्रवत् वृंदावनम गोवर्धनम यमुना पुलिनानि च वीक्ष्यासि उत्तमप्रियी राममाधवयोर्नृपा एवं रजोगसाम्प्रीतिं यच्छन्तो बालज्येष्ठिते कलवाक्ये सुकालेन वल्सवालो बभूवतु अविदूरे व्रजभुव सह गोपालनारकै चारयामास दुर्वात्सान् नाना क्रीडा परिच्छदो त्वचिद्वादायदो वेणुं क्षेपणे क्षिपद क्वचिल् क्वचिल्पादे किङ्किणीभिः क्वचिल् कृत्रिमगोवृषै वृषायमाणो नर्दन्दो युधादे परस्परम् अनुकृत्यत् तरुदेर्जन्दो शेरदु प्राकृतौ यथा कदाचिद्यमुनाधीरे वल्सां चारयदो स्वगै वयसे कृष्णबलयोर्जिघांसेर्दैत्यमागमत् तं वल्सरूपणं वीक्ष्य वल्सयुतगतं हरि दर्शयन् बलदेवाय शनैर्मुग्धमिवासद गृहीत्वा बलपादाभ्याम् सहलाङ्गुलमच्युत भ्रामयित्वा कविताग्रे पाहिनोल्गत जीवितम् सकपित्तैर्महागायम् वात्यमानैः पपादः तम् वीक्ष्य विस्मिता बाला शशंसु साधु साध्वी देवाश्च परिसन्तुष्टा बभूव पुष्पवर्षिणा तौ वल्सबालकौ भूत्वा सर्वलोकैकबालकौ सप्रादराशौ गोवल्सांश्चारयन्दो विजयरथु स्वं स्वं वल्सकलसकलं वल्सकुलं सर्वे पायिष्यन्तमेकदा गत्वा जलाशयाभ्यासं पायित्वा बभुर्जलं ते तत्र दुदृशुर्बाल महासत्त्वमवस्थितं तत्र सर्वज्ञोर्भिन्नं गिरे शृङ्गमिवच्युत स वै भगवो नाम महानसुरोभगरूपदृक् आगत्य सहसा कृष्णं तीक्ष्णतुण्डोग्रसद्बलि कृष्णं महाभगग्रस्तं दृष्ट्वा रामादयोर्भग भभू इन्द्रियाणि वा विना प्राणं विचेदस तं तालमूलं प्रहन्तमग्निवत् गोपालसोनम्बितरं जगद्गुरु चच्छर्दसद्योदिरुषाक्षतं भगस्तुण्डेन हन्तुं पुनरभ्यपद्यत तमापतन्दं सङ्गृह्यतुण्डयो दोर्भ्यां पदं कंससकं सदाम्पतिं पश्यल्सु बालेषु ददार लीलया मुदाहो वीरणवद्वौकसां तदापकारिं सुरलोकवासिनां समागिरन्नन्दनमल्लिकाधिभिः समीभिरे चाणकशङ्खशस्तवै सद्वीक्ष्य गोपालसुधा विसिस्मिरे मुक्तं बका स्यादुपलभ्यमालकारामानीय प्राणमिवेन्द्रियो गणा स्थानागतं तं परिरभ्य नर्वदा प्रणीयवल्सान् मृतमेत्यजगौ श्रुत्वा तद्विस्मिता गोपा गोप्यश्चादिप्रिया धृता प्रेत्यागतमोत्सुक्यादैक्षन्दर्शिदेक्षणा अहो बदास बालस्य बहो मृत्यवो भवन् अप्यासीद् विप्रियं देशां कृतं पूर्वं यतो भयम् अदापि भव्यन्त्येनं नैव ते घोरदर्शन जिघां सैनमासाद्य नश्यन्त्यग्नो पतङ्गवद् अहो ब्रह्मविदां वाजो नासत्या सन्ति कर्हिचिल् गर्गो यदाह भगवान् अनुभावि तदैव दल् इति नन्दादियो गो वा कृष्णरामकथामुधा कुर्वन्तो रममाणाश्च नाविन्दन् भववेदनाम् एवं विहारे कौमारे कौमारं जहदुर्व्रजे निलायने सेतुबन्धेर् मर्कटोत्प्लवनादिभिः श्रीमद्भागवते महापुराणे दशमस्कन्दे पूर्वार्धे पारमंस्यां संहितायां वल्सा भगवतो नाम एकादशोऽध्याय सर्वत्र गोविन्द नाम संकीर्तनम् गोविन्द गोविन्द ऑल दीस चैप्टर्स are discussing about Krishna's childhood pastimes, Balalila. And in there, an important incident or important pastime is one that has been spoken just before. And in order to show to us that Yashoda Devi was able to bind Krishna to the mortar, to show to us Krishna has a special relationship with the devotees. To say that Krishna is a servant of the devotee, to that extent Krishna has agreed to be tied down by Yashoda to the mortar, said. Not only that it has been spoken in that way, but to show to the world that he is a devotee, Krishna likes to serve the devotee, to show to us that this particular pastime was spoken, Krishna has allowed Yashoda to tie him to the mortar. Can't say that Krishna has tied him to the mortar. You have to say that Krishna has gone and got caught in the bondage. Caught in that bondage. Yashoda can never, nobody can tie Krishna down. But Krishna allowed Yashoda, Krishna went and got caught in that love of Yashoda and got caught in that process. So, Sri Shiva Brahma, she has spoken that there. He says that this particular mercy what Krishna has shown, this is to Yashoda has never happened before to anybody else. And that's why it's called prasadam, Krishna's prasadam to Yashoda. That is, Yashoda was able to tie Krishna down to the mortar. So, that's not enough. Krishna thought that's not enough.
a few people should see this as well. What has happened to me? What has happened to me? Only then Krishna is satisfied. That Krishna has been able to, being tied down by Yashoda, and Krishna once said it should be known to others as well. And that is why he pulled that mortar from there. And the Vaisharavana's children, they were standing there, Nalakuvera and Manigriva, threw them, and they had got that body, tree's body, after engaging in severe sinful activities. The result of that, that if you continuously engage in sinful life and sense gratification, the result is that you will get a lower body, lower species of life. And Vaishravana's children, the richest man, richest person, his children, they had to stand there like these two trees, Nalakuvera and Manigriva. And because of continuous sinful life, the body became the tree. The body has become the tree. But Narada Maharshi put them into that situation because that, and bless them that in later sometime Krishna will come with the mortar and pull them down and liberate them from that tree bodies, from the tree bodies together. And it's not mentioned there, but doesn't look as though that they have gone back to Vaikuntha planets. They haven't gone to the Vaikuntha planets. But still, they glorified Krishna, and after that they went back to Vaishravana, to their parents. And they were saying there, only now we have realized the importance of glorifying you, says Nalakuvera and Manigriva there. That for a long period of time, standing in the rain and the sun and in the wind, we realized it, how important it is that we should get a better body than that. We realized it at that time. This is Nalakuvera and Manigriva saying to Krishna. After staying there in the body, in the form of a body, in the form of a tree, for several years, and exposed to the sun and the rain, we realize that this life is no good. We need to have a better life. So, and we got this body, now, come back to our senses, and we have given us back our original bodies in Nalakuvera and Manigriva. But only because of our sinful life that we had fallen into that state, and we have now woken up to the reality, they're saying. And who has done this to us? Sri Narada Maharshi. Narada Maharshi has done this to us. Remember these words? Jnana Anjana Shalagaya. We say like that, isn't it? Jnana Anjana Shalagaya Chakshun Milidamyena Smai Shri Gurave Nama. So, Jnana Anjana Shalagaya means this, that spiritual master is the person who put that Jnana Anjanam and that conducts that operation, clear the eye to see the things properly, to see the things properly. Generally, the two eyes are called, one is Shruti, other one is Smriti. Shruti and Smriti, that is what we are supposed to live in this world in that way. And anyone who lives without following Shruti and Smriti, they are living in blindness. They are living in blindness. So, if there is no Shruti, there is no Smriti either. Shruti, Smriti. So, if Shruti is not there, Smriti is not there, then those people are practically blind. People will have name like Shruti and Smriti and all that. People get names like that. But the Shruti and Smriti is not for just names alone. Shruti and Smriti mean Shruti and Smriti should open up inside. That is what Shruti and Smriti meant for. To open inside and to see the world in the proper way. Just names alone won't good. So, the duty of the spiritual master is through the Jnana Anjana Shalaka. Shalaka is the operational tool to do the operation with Jnanam and Anjanam. Jnana Anjanam. With that Anjana of Jnanam, they have to perform the operation and open up our eyes to see this world properly. So this Nalakuvar and Manigriva, their eyes were opened by Sri Narada Maharshi, has opened their eyes. And that's not the important thing. They were more conscious of that. And when speaking to Krishna, first thing they mentioned was about Narada Maharshi. That is the most important thing. They are saying to Krishna that we are not very qualified to see you. We don't have any qualification for that. We were drunk and we were busy with enjoying with the women. With the women in the water playing with them. And we were completely intoxicated. We had no interest in spiritual life or in Krishna consciousness. But Sri Narada Maharshi, out of his compassion, came that way, saw our condition and decided to come get us out from that and bring us back to our senses. That's what he's saying here. So this thing we should never forget, that whoever has picked us up from the material life, brought us to our senses and given us Krishna. That understanding is what important, more than the stuti. So that is why when Nalagavira and Manigriva spoke about Sri Narada Maharshi to Krishna, Krishna immediately gave attention to that. It says there that Nalagavira and Manigriva glorified Krishna, but Krishna even didn't look at that direction. Only at that time, Krishna is pulling the mortar. Mortar is blocked by the two trees. It cannot get through that way. Krishna is saying, what should I do now? It's not getting out, getting through this. And not even giving any attention to these two personalities glorifying him there. But Krishe Rasi Anugrahat says there, that because Krishe Rasi Anugrahat, because of the mercy of Sri Narada Maharshi, this has happened to us. And at that time, as soon as Narada Maharshi's name was mentioned, immediately Krishna turned in that direction. Krishna turned in that direction. So, who is talking about Narada Maharshi? Krishna thought at that point. Only at that point he turned in that direction and he didn't have much to say. So, that is how it is. Even though you may talk to Krishna a lot of things, that Krishna will still stand there like that without listening to it. But sometimes he may not give any attention to that. And in order that Krishna has to give attention to what we say to Krishna, the important thing is that they are teaching us, Nalakuvira and Manigriva is teaching us, that you have to say a person's name who is known to Krishna, whom Krishna has recognized, no matter who it is, that many other people who have heard Srimad Bhagavatam or who have been chanting the holy name, being inspired by another devotee who is dear to Krishna, when you mention their name, Krishna takes notice of it. Otherwise, normally, Krishna doesn't give any attention. So, some people, they remember Vilumangalam, because through Vilumangalam they have come to Krishna. Others, through Narayaniyam, they have come to Krishna. So, whatever it may be, through whomever way, whichever way you have come to Krishna, it is important that Krishna keeps a note of it, that it is this person who has brought him to me. And if we start saying that it is because of my ability that I have come to you, Krishna won't even look in that direction. Krishna expects that parampara to be accepted in that way. So, whichever great devotee, that important point is mentioned in this verse. You will see there how that is Krishna has spoken that here. In that verse, Tau Drashva Madramato Srimadando Suralmajom, in the 10th chapter, 7th verse. Tayor Anugrahartaya Shapam Dasinidhi Idam Jagau. Shapam Dasinidam Jagau. Tau Drishtva Madhiramatau Srimadhando Suralmajo. Tayor Anugrahartaya Shapam Dasinidam Jagau. Shapam Dasinidam Jagau. And when they mention that, at that time, look at that verse 25. Verse 25. Devarshime priyadamau yadimau dhanadal majau tathada sadhaishyami yadgidam dhan mahal manam. Who is talking about Sri Narada Maharshi? He says. Sri Shuka Parmashi is saying, who is talking about Narada Maharshi? Devarshime priyadamau, who is very, very dear to me. Yadimau dhanadal majau. These children of Kubera, Vaishravana's children, tathada sadhayishyami yadgidam dhan mahalpanam. That when only Narada Maharshi's name was mentioned, Narada Maharshi's name was mentioned, they got Krishna immediately recognized that. Otherwise not. So it took a while. Otherwise they were glorifying Krishna, but Krishna was not giving so much of a attention to that. So that important point is spoken there. So, after that incident, so important point is that in order to chant the holy name, to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, or to see Krishna in famous temples, to visit them, to associate with Krishna in that way, that opportunity, when it is provided by the devotees, that should be appreciated. That is what it is mentioned there. So, after that, they left. Nalakuvera and Manigriva left. It is after that, the sound of the trees falling was heard by others. You can see there that the trees have fallen a while ago. After that, Nalakuvera, the trees have changed their body and became Nalakuvera and Manigriva, and they made their prayers to Krishna and they left. It is after that, the sound of the trees falling has reached the different houses of the gopis, Yashoda Devi. Everybody heard the trees falling and their sound. Krishna kept the sound in control. Didn't allow the sound to go anywhere else. You'll see one thing. All childhood pastimes were a testing field. Krishna was testing different yogic powers which were going to happen later in his life. So many great devotees say that this all childhood pastimes, so many childhood pastimes, if you look, you will see that this particular pastime, it was an experiment Krishna was conducting, that this particular yoga siddhi, to keep the sound under control before it goes to other places, able to keep the sound under control. Krishna was doing that, and in order to test that thing, he has done this, he kept the sound in control and later on allowed the sound to go to other places. In Rasa dance also you will see the same thing happening. When Krishna played the flute, the sound of the flute was not heard by everybody. Only those gopis who were invited to come for the Rasa dance, they alone heard the sound of the flute. Not everybody. So many others who were sleeping in their bed in Vrindavanam, they never heard the sound of the flute. Only those gopis who were selected to participate in the Rasa dance or Rasa Krida or Rasa Leela, only they alone heard the sound of the flute. So Krishna is showing the different yogesh Aishwarya Siddhis, yogic powers. He could control the sound when he wanted. He can also make sure that only those who wants to hear the sound will hear the sound, others not. So all these experiments was conducted in the childhood pastimes itself. So because if the sound was heard earlier by Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, they will come running around here, and then these two, Nalakuvera and Manigriva, were standing there, and Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj sees them, they will think, what's going on here? And they will get affected by that. So they will start thinking, I'm some super person. I don't want that to create. Because Krishna Martyam Vashritya, isn't it? He is playing the human role here. So he has to act like a human in a human nature. He has to show the human nature. So therefore, Krishna kept the sound under control. After Nalakuvera and Manigriva finished their glorifications and they left, the sound was heard by everybody. And then Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi came running there. So when they heard the sound, Yashoda only then suddenly remembered what I have done. She says there, "Oh, I have tied my son to the mortar and I have come here and I am in the kitchen working there." Mothers are like that. As soon as they sense a danger, the first thing they will think about is their children. Isn't that's a mother's nature? As soon as there is some danger, if they sense, the first thing they will think about is the children. First they think about is the children. So similarly, Yashoda, same thing happened to Yashoda also. That, but only thing is, this child happened to be the Nirguna Brahmam. The Brahmam himself has come in this way. That is Yashoda's good fortune. Yashoda's good fortune that Melpatur said to Krishna that if by thinking about your children, if I get liberated, we will all get liberated because you are always thinking about our children, says Melpatur. So if this is the qualification you require, that if you have to love your wife, you have to love your children, if that is what's going to get liberated, then we will all get liberated, would we not? But that is not Yashoda's good fortune. Yashoda's good fortune is that the Purna Brahmam has come as his child. That was her good fortune. So when she went back, ran back straight away, back to the place where she tied Krishna to the mortar, when she got there is no mortar there, nothing there. She got started panicking from there, and nothing there, and she started, children were also not there, and from there she started running. By then Nanda Maharaj also came there. They were asking each other, "Where is Krishna?" They were asking each other. So Yashoda Devi says to Nanda Maharaj, "I have tied him down to the mortar. And where did I tied him here to the mortar and left him here." Nanda Maharaj says to Yashoda, "Did I not tell you before that you should never do anything to him like that?" So Nanda Maharaj's concern, remember what Garga Maharshi has said, "Snihyadi yastava putre druhyadi tava mayagai punashogaihi," that if you show love to him, you will come out of Maya. If you try to give him trouble, or if you try to give him any kind of problems, druhyadi, then you are in trouble. Your head will go. That Nanda Maharaj has reminded Yashoda again. So Yashoda says to Nanda Maharaj, "I made a mistake. I didn't think about it," he said. And she started crying. Saying that, she was crying. So then they were both were running around in the garden, compound everywhere. They saw, that is where they saw what was happening there. If you look at that verses. Ulugalam, third verse, 11th chapter. Ulugalam vigarshandam damna abaddham japalagam kasyedam kudam asheryam ulpadam idhigadaram. Ulugalam vigarshandam damna abaddham japalagam kasyedam kudam asheryam ulpadam idhigadaram. That's what they have seen there. That's what they have seen there. So, that ulugalam vigarshandam damna abaddham. Krishna has been tied to the mortar and he is standing there. And the mortar, the rope, everything is stuck between the trees. And Krishna is crawling on his knees and hands on the floor, on the ground. And he is standing there and he is looking back, giving an impression to Yashoda Devi and Nanda Maharaj that we are playing like elephants, all the children, all of us together. And Krishna is supposed to be the elephant pulling the wood, the mortar, pulling the wood. He is playing like an elephant. That was the way Krishna presented to the Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. And only thing is, instead of the normally elephants pull the huge trunks of trees, but instead it was a mortar Krishna was pulling. And other children were playing the mahout's role, saying to Krishna, "Walk in this way, walk in that way." They were guiding Krishna. So Shukabrahmashi is saying to here that what Krishna has told Vasudeva at the time of appearance, what was that? Yuvamam putra bhavena brahma bhavena chasagrat chindayando kratasneho. Remember that Yuvamam putra bhavena brahma bhavena chasakrat. You should take care of us as your son. At the same time, you should always think of me as the Supreme Brahman itself. Brahma bhavena chasakrat chindayando kratasneho. In that way, you should show your affection to me. Krishna has said this to Vasudeva and Devaki. But actually, that good fortune Vasudeva and Devaki didn't have. It was Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda had. What Krishna has told Vasudeva and Devaki. So, and Nanda Maharaj, when he saw this, he couldn't bear it. So, what did he do? He ran straight away to Krishna. And you will see there that Ulugalam Vigrashandam Dhamna Vadham Swatmajam Vilokya Nanda Pragasad Vadano Vimumochaha Vimumochaha. That as soon as Nanda Maharaj touched the rope, it came off. It was not tied very strongly, but it was not untied till then. But as soon as Nanda Maharaj touched the rope, the whole the knot has come off. And when Krishna was released from that mortar, Krishna gave a look to Yashoda Devi. Yashoda could not even look at Krishna at that time. Yashoda was crying. Tears were coming from her eyes. And normally, in all situations like that, Krishna will run to... Whenever Krishna gets frightened in the childhood pastimes, whenever Krishna gets frightened, all previous instances, Krishna runs to Yashoda after that. But in this particular instance, Krishna didn't even look at Yashoda. Ran straight to the dad, Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj. And went and held Nanda Maharaj very tightly. As though, I am so frightened in that way. And says to Nanda Maharaj, I am not Yashoda's son, I am your son. So, and that is why the devotees say, see that word ha, vimumocha ha. That ha indicates that. From that letter ha, this whole thing has come out. That is how Bhagavadam is. Many things, when you read, you won't notice it. But great devotees are saying to us that this particular word there, Vilokya Nanda Prahasad Vadano Vimumocha Ha. That ha has come because of the, it was a special occasion, and therefore Vimumocha, normally it would have been enough Vimumocha Ha. Ha is because that, to stress that, Krishna's special mood at that moment, that the childishness in Krishna, childishness means, if we take a role in this world, whatever role that has been given to us, you should play that role well. If it is a father, father's role, husband, husband's role, wife, wife's role, children, children's role, whichever role, just like in drama or in cinema, whatever role you have been given, you have to play that role as best as possible, isn't it? So, same thing here also. Krishna has played that role so well. Because he has taken that role as the son of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. And here, Yashoda Devi has upset Krishna. So, Krishna has to act in such a way to please Nanda Maharaj. And this is the first time that this has happened. That Krishna is saying to Nanda Maharaj that I am your son, not Yashoda Devi's son. Nanda Maharaj was so happy to hear that. Because initially, in many instances, every time Nanda Maharaj asked Krishna, whose son are you? Krishna will always say, I am Yashoda Devi's son. Mother's son, I'll say. In any occasion, whenever sometimes Nanda Maharaj used to bring some nice sweets for him, or prepare some nice sweets at home, and give it to Krishna as much as he wanted, and then ask Krishna, whose son are you? Krishna will still say, I am Yashoda's son. In one or two instances, when Yashoda Devi felt that Krishna is going to say that it is Nandamaharaj's son, Yashoda Devi told Krishna, Nandamaharaj can give you sweets and so many other things, but breast milk, you will have to get it from me, nobody else. When Nandamaharaj said, Yashoda Devi said that, Krishna immediately changed the side and said, I am Yashoda Devi's son. So, never Nandamaharaj heard this word from Krishna, that I am your son. So, that childish nature, parents also takes great pleasure in all these dealings with the children in that way. So, and here you can see that Yashoda Devi says to Krishna, from Nanda Maharaj you will only get the sweets, but breast milk you have to come to me. And it is in this way, this time Yashoda Devi could not say that, because Yashoda Devi felt so guilty after tying Krishna to the mortar. And Srimad Bhagavatam commentators are saying, only a person with such a love for Krishna can tie Krishna in that way. And to remove that knot from Krishna, you will require another person who has an equal love for Krishna like Yashoda Devi had. And that was Nanda Maharaj. That is why as soon as Nanda Maharaj touched the knot, immediately it came off. So, Sri Shukla Brahmashri is saying here that when Krishna said this to Nanda Maharaj, I am your son, the happiness Nanda Maharaj experienced at that moment, that Nanda Maharaj felt, I have won over Yashoda, isn't it? So that feeling of happiness in Nanda Maharaj is mentioned there. And nobody can explain that happiness of Nanda Maharaj at that point in time. So here, their word, see there, Nanda Maharaj happiness. Nanda Maharaj happiness, that Ulugalam vigarshandam dhamna abaddham somalpajam vilokya nanda prahasam vadano vimamochaha gobhi bistobido natyat bhagavan bhalavat kuchil udgayri kuchin mugda tadvasho daryandraval. Ityuktau parikramya pranamya japana pana baddham ulugalama mandra janma durdisham uttaram. So this happiness what Nanda Maharaj has felt, that if you have to understand this, the commentators, Sri Rajarishi Swami's commentary on this, he's saying that if you want to understand what happiness Nanda Maharaj has felt, he's saying to us that when the whole Pandavas race was going to be destroyed, Ashwatthama sent the Brahmastram to kill Parikshit in the womb of Uttara Devi. So, Uttara almost certain that the baby in the womb is dead, almost dead, because of Ashwatthama's Brahmastram. And when the baby was born, there was no life. There is a little difference in the Mahabharatam and Bhagavatam here. In Mahabharatam, when Parikshit was born, there was no life in the body. In Bhagavatam, it says Krishna entered into the womb and protected the baby from all sides through the Sudarshana disc. Doesn't matter. Differences are there in the presentation. When baby was delivered, there was no life in the Mahabharatam. And this was the history of Parikshit. Who is saying this to Parikshit? Shukla Brahmarshi. Shukla Brahmarshi is saying to Parikshit, when you were born, there was no life in the body. At that time, they complained to Krishna. Yudhishthira Maharaj mentioned this to Krishna, and Krishna was there, and Yudhishthira said to Krishna, the delivery is over, but there is no life in the baby. There is no life in the baby. So Krishna says to Yudhishthira and others who are present there, what can I do? What can we do? That's the prarabdham of the child. That is why it has happened. And that may be the prarabdham, that is why it has happened like that. That baby has only that much lifespan. Therefore, he lived only that long. What can I do, my brother? Krishna says to Yudhishthira. So, Yudhishthira's nature, if you tell him Shastram, he immediately convinced. That is Yudhishthira's nature. He gets easily convinced if you tell the Shastram to him. So, Yudhishthira didn't say anything. Kunti Devi came and said to, because this is the last child in the Pandava's race, isn't it? If this child is dead, Pandava dynasty is over. So, Kunti Devi came and said to Krishna, what shall we do? Krishna says, I have done everything what I can. There is nothing I can do about it. So, Kunti Devi also agreed, that's prarabdham. What can I do? After that, Draupadi comes. Draupadi came, says to Krishna, you don't know what has happened to this baby? Haven't you heard what Yudhishthira has said and what Kunti Devi has said? Krishna says, yes, I've heard everything. What can I do? Same thing what Krishna has said to Yudhishthira and said to Kunti Devi. Krishna repeated that to Draupadi also. Draupadi says to Krishna, do you know that there is no life in this body? Krishna says, yes, Yudhishthira has told me that there is no life in the body, he says. So what's the plan? Draupadi is asking Krishna. So Krishna says, we have to plan whatever we have to do from now on. Draupadi says, this one thing, Draupadi says to Krishna, that I don't want to hear all this prarabdham business. Prarabdham, you can tell others, not to me, he said. That, and don't play that game with me. Draupadi said, this is all in the Mahabharatam. Draupadi is saying to Krishna, don't play this prarabdham trick with me, he says. So, if you want to save that child, can you not save that child? Draupadi asked Krishna. And if you want this race to come to an end now, our race, Draupadi says, that then say that openly, that this is the end of it. But don't play this game with me. Draupadi warned Krishna at that time. So, don't start telling your Shastram and Pramanam everything to me. And at that time, Krishna says, let me see. Took the baby, put him on the lap, Krishna's lap, and started playing with him. The life comes back to Parikshit. Life comes to, do you know all these things? Shubhramashi is asking Parikshit. Parikshit says, I don't remember all that, what happened, he says. But this is what has happened. Parikshit, Shubhramashi was there when all these things were happening. So, at that particular day, at the time of birth, lying in the Krishna's lap, this baby has opened the eyes, which was a dead body. The dead body opened the eyes. So, that is why you can see there that the Dharmotra or Yudhishthira Maharaj at that time came over to Krishna, took the baby from Krishna's laps and started kissing the baby's head. And at that time, what Yudhishthira experienced with Parikshit, if you can imagine that is the same experience what Nanda Maharaj had now with Krishna. That is how it is spoken. That when Nanda Maharaj, when he got Krishna back and started hugging and kissing Krishna on his head after this incident with the Nalakuvera and Manigriva and seeing the trees have fallen, Nanda Maharaj is feeling he has got his life back. He is thinking about Krishna like that. And feeling a great happiness after this incident of talking to Yashoda Devi. And Krishna saying, I am Nanda Maharaj's son, not your son, to Yashoda Devi. And that was the happiness Nanda Maharaj felt at that moment. If you want to understand that, Shubhramarshi is saying to Parikshit, you have to remember the happiness what the Yudhishthira Maharaj felt at the time when you got life back in the after the Brahmastram was fired at you. So like this. So you can imagine that Nanda Maharaj felt 10,000 times more happiness this time by getting Krishna back in that way. So paramamudam lebe kurudvaha, that even if you get liberated, this happiness won't get what Nanda Maharaj has experienced at that time. So therefore, sometimes devotees, when Krishna offered them liberation, maya dattam kaivalyam apunarbhava mal bhakti, in the Ekadasha Skandam, Krishna says some devotees are like that. Even if you offer them liberation, maya dattam kaivalyam, even when I offer them liberation, they won't accept it. Instead, apunarbhava mal bhakti, that they prefer bhakti even more desirable than liberation. What is the reason? Because certain pleasure, what you will receive in bhakti, you won't get in mukti, in liberation. It won't be there. So then all of them together took Krishna from there and they all came back to the Vrajam. And so many different pastimes from then on. So gopis had got a doubt at that time. You can see that in the 7th verse. Gobhi vistobido amrityan bhagavan bhalavad kochil udgayadi kuchin mugdat udvasho daru yandravad. The 7th verse. 7th verse is saying, Gobhi vistobido amrityan bhagavan bhalavad kochil udgayadi kuchin mugdat udvasho daru yandravad. Krishna was playing that role at home as though tadvasho daru yandravad. Just like a wooden puppet in the hands of the gopis. They were asking him so many things. So they were thinking that when the trees have fallen, has it hurt Krishna? This was gopi's concern. And has it probably done some kind of, whether if the trees have fallen, even though outwardly legs or hands may not have broken, but is any pain inside the body? They wanted to find out all that. They decided to do something about it, and more important than that, they wanted to massage Krishna's feet with oil and give some relief for the pain. They were trying to look after him in whichever way possible. And then Krishna is also funny. When he saw that gopis were very interested in caring for him so much, he started walking a little bit limping to show to them that he has been hurt very badly after this incident. So the gopis are talking to each other. Krishna is also having a great fun. Gopis are talking to each other. It's better that we should do it right now. If we leave it now and when he grows bigger, he will have this permanently with him, this limping. So we have to look after him now. So they were calling him to come to the, and telling him that, show us your hands, show us your legs, move the hand this way, move the hand that way, leg this way, leg that way, trying to, like a doctor has asked the patients, that show this movement, lift this leg, lift that leg, to find out which part of the body you have aching, you have the ache, and if that is necessary, we can offer the treatment for that. So, one gopi says to him that, to test Krishna, whether any damage has been done, saying to Krishna, go and bring Nanda Maharaj's shoes from there. They are lying at the entrance to the house. So they ordered Krishna, go and bring those shoes from there. That's what you will find there. Then, vibhartikujidajnyaptam pitago anmane padugam bahuchevam ja kurude swanam ja pridimavahan. Pitago anmane padugam. Gopis are saying to Krishna, bring that stool from there. Bring Nanda Maharaj's shoes from there. And Krishna, with a lot of effort, picks up the shoes and puts on the head and brings it closer to the gopis. But every time Krishna negotiates a deal with the gopis, if I do this, what will you give it to me? So gopis have to say to Krishna that if you bring that stool, we will offer you so much milk or so much butter. And Krishna will bring half the way and says, I'm tired now, I can't carry it anymore. So gopi says, then you don't get any more milk or butter because you have not completed the contract. Krishna says, I brought half the way, so you should give us the half of the milk what you offered. Like this, negotiating with the gopis for the butter and milk, all these are spoken about these verses. And it was at that time that when they were bringing that Nanda Maharaj shoes from there, that it will appear when he was bringing that shoes, while lifting Govardhanam didn't have so much trouble. Only bringing the shoes, if you look at Krishna's face at that time, it gives you an impression that lifting the shoes was heavier than lifting Govardhanam. That the way Krishna was acting that role. Once you have taken a form and once you have accepted a role, you have to play that role very well, and Krishna was good at that. So that's what it is. So, who said this? Vilumangalam. If you look at Vilumangalam's Karnamrutam, what he has to say about that? Vilumangalam says there that if you look at second canto, 72 verses. Balobi Shailodharanagravanir Nilobi Nirandhradama Pradiva Dhirobi Radha Nainavabadho Jarobi Samsarahara Kratastvam. Balobi Shailodharanagravanir Nilobi Nirandhradama Pradivaha Dhirobi Radha Nainavabadho Jarobi Samsara Hara Kudastvam, Kara Kudastvam, that Balobi Shailodharanagravani, that carrying Govardhanam was not difficult, but bringing Nanda Maharaj shoes was more difficult. Vilumangalam says that. So, Gopi says to Krishna, bring some butter and shows to Krishna. Bring that shoes here, Nanda Maharaj shoes here. Shows the butter to Krishna. Krishna says, Gopi says to Krishna, Krishna, this is for you. This butter is for you. But Krishna comes back and says, what can I do? I can't lift that. It is too heavy for me. He says, and he comes back. So Krishna says, Gopi says to Krishna, only if you bring that here, I told you I'll give you the butter. Krishna says, no, that's okay. I have put an effort. At least you give me half. In this way, conversation goes on. And at least I have put some effort, haven't I? He says, Krishna's logic is like that. So in this way, while talking all these things, to understand the beauty of all these pastimes, Shuka Brahmarshi mentions in the Bhagavadam that, please don't forget one thing, he says. What's that? This vastu, this person who is standing here, you should never forget who he is. Krishna is saying here, who is that? Lakshmi Shada Sahasra Sambrama Sevyamanam Govindam Adipurusham Pramaham Bhajami. Lakshmi Sahasra Shada Sambrama Sevyamanam. In the Brahma Samhita you will see thousands and thousands of hundreds and thousands of Lakshmi Devis are serving this personality. Lakshmi Sahasra Shada Sambrama Sevyamanam. That too with great fear they serve Krishna in the spiritual world. That Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. And where is that person? And if you look at him now, he looks like an ordinary child, isn't it? So it is at that time when all these things happened, another important pastime happened. That is the 11th verse. You will see there what the 11th verse is. Bhalavikraini tasya chudadanyam karadvayam bhalai abudrayatnai. Apurayadratnai bhalabhandam apuricha.
ഫല വിക്രയിണീ തസ്യ ചുതധാന്യം കരദ്വയം ഫലൈരഭുദ്രയത്നൈ അഭൂയയദ്രത്നൈ ഫലഭാണ്ഡമപൂരി ച.
At that particular time, a old lady came that way, and she has a basket on her head, and she's asking for, she's trying to sell the fruits. Anybody wants fruits? She is shouting loudly. Anybody wants the fruits? And she's telling the price also, whatever it was at that time. She was offering a very special offer she was making, loudly shouting at everybody for the fruits what she wanted to sell. Krishna heard that at that time. And what does that indicate is, Krishna heard this when one's sinful activities have gone completely. And when one has come to the platform of pure love for Krishna, or Krishna consciousness in other words, it is at that time Krishna will hear the call. Krishna will hear the call. Till then, Krishna won't hear that. And here, in this lady's case, that when she was shouting for the sale of those fruits, that she was ready to receive that mercy from Krishna. And Krishna first looked at her and then ran into the house straight away, inside the house. And after getting into the house, from there called her to come to the house. And Krishna didn't think you have to pay for it, for the fruits. Told her to come to the house. The way the children act these things, do these things, they know that if you ask the mother, mother will say no, or father will say no. So instead, you call the person first, the saleswoman, and bring her in, and then it will be difficult for the parents to tell her to go back. Children know all these techniques, isn't it? So Krishna did the same thing there. First told her to come, as though he is the one who is going to pay for it. He doesn't have any money with him. She saw the child, and seeing the beauty of the child, she couldn't take her eyes off from him. So she followed him to the house. More than the selling the fruits, she was more interested in seeing Krishna. So they got there, and she goes inside. Krishna goes inside and says to Yashoda Devi, "This lady has come to sell the fruits. We have to buy the fruits." Yashoda Devi, "What for?" asked Krishna. Krishna says, "I need those fruits, and she is making a special offer. All kinds of things on behalf of the lady. Krishna is negotiating with Yashoda. So, and I need some money for that." Yashoda says, "There is no money here. I am not going to give you any money for that." Krishna says, "Why not?" Yashoda says, "That I brought you enough fruits before, and then you have stolen and eaten things. Now you want to buy things after that?" She is getting upset with him. That he's saying here, "I don't have the money," he said. That you notice here, Mahalakshmi's husband is begging for 10 pence now, informed of mother. Mahalakshmi's husband is begging for 10 pence from the mother here. So, and Krishna is standing there hesitating. What is she going to say now? She's not giving me the money. So, the interesting thing is, if you want to understand the beauty of this pastime, one who will give the money, you won't ask him. Yashoda, Krishna knows Yashoda, if I ask for the money, she will say no. Nanda Maharaj, if I ask for the money, he'll give it. But Nanda Maharaj, Krishna won't ask. Krishna, he'll instead go and ask Yashoda. This is the beauty of this. One who will not give the money, Krishna will go and ask that person. So, immediately Yashoda Devi, after seeing, or by now she had come, she had given the fruits, Krishna has collected the fruits from her. And while putting the fruits on the hands are small, little hands, isn't it? So, for everything, children use the stomach to support. So, holding the hands close to the stomach, And all the fruits what she had put it in the hands. After putting it in the hands, the first thing Krishna is looking in the basket, is there anything left there? That's one. Secondly, Krishna is also keeping an eye, is Balaram around anywhere? Because then I'll have to share with him. I don't want that either. So that childish nature, how beautifully that role was played, Krishna has played that role. All that Shukha Pramesha is talking about, Vilomangalam is saying exactly the same thing. Said, then with the fruits goes inside, holding closer to the chest and the belly, walks inside. Got inside, the fruits all fell from the hand in that process. And then Yashoda Devi has given to pay for the fruits in the form of grain. That was, they were bartering obviously. Grains were given, and both the hands, Krishna is filled with the grains and walking out with the grains to give it to her. While walking, while stepping out of the door, most of the grains have fallen off from the hands. There was nothing left in the hand. A few grains were in the hand. Goes to the lady who has sold the fruits and says to her, here it is. And put few grains, what was left in the hands, into the basket. The lady was not interested in the grains. Lady was interested in the Krishna. She kept on looking, thinking that the mother of this baby must be so fortunate. She was thinking in that way. And so even though Krishna was not that old, probably 2 to 3 years old, the activities of Krishna was more like a 5-year-old child, little bit older than that. And by now, Krishna is imagining all the grains are in the hand, rice or wheat or whatever it was. Krishna is thinking everything is in the hand, but it's all fallen off mostly. But still acting as though I'm struggling to bring it to you, everything, and put it into the basket at that time. And saying this, Krishna has put that into the basket. So Krishna has put that into the basket at that time. We'll see that. Bhalavikraini tasya chudadanyam karadvayam bhalairaburayadratnai bhalapandamabhuricha phalavikraini tasya chudadanyam karadvayam phalai apurayadratnai balabhandam apuricha saritiragadam krishnam bhagna arjuna rathohvayan ramam charohini devi kridandam balagair drisham no bayadam yadahudo krida sangena putrago yashodam preshayamasa rohini putravalsala. After this incident, what happened there was that when she put that into the basket, practically nothing has fallen into the basket. Most of it has gone away. Everything has gone away. And doesn't know how to handle these grains also. And then there was one or two fruits still left in the basket. Krishna thought that if that also I could have. Krishna is looking at it. So that lady, she's very, very, very poor. So practically she is starving. She has to sell these fruits and go home and then buy some food, proper food, and eat. But she is thinking that this child is so attractive, and seeing all that beauty in Krishna and Krishna's dealings with her, she thought, let me give everything to the child. And whatever fruits was left, she was happy to give it to him and took the empty basket, put it on her head, and walked back to her house in the village, wherever she came from. And so, even while giving the fruits, Krishna was making sure the fruits were the better ones, isn't it? People, you can see, sometimes when they go to the vegetable market, they pick and choose what they want, isn't it? The shopkeepers are not very happy about it when you start doing that. But women are like that. They won't care whether you like it or not. They will do what they want. So when they are shopping, shopkeepers generally protest that, because if everybody comes and picks and chooses what they want, what will happen to all the things what he has bought to sell? So anyway, Krishna was doing exactly the same thing. So seeing Krishna's condition, the lady didn't care for anything, gave everything what he wanted, and she left. And every time when one fruit was given, Krishna will look at the other fruit. Always the eyes are on another fruit. What he has got, he won't look at it. He will hold it back. So in this way, and everything was given to Krishna, and finally he left the scene, Krishna went back. So at the same time, Krishna also had the fear that that how Yashoda is going to pay for this. Will she pay? Even before getting the approval, Krishna has negotiated the business, even without any money in the hand. So Krishna also had a little anxiety. So that anxiety is all in the face. A child, 3 years old, you can imagine, when he is doing all these things. So that's why you will see there. And this incident all, who remembered? Yashoda Devi. When? After many years, when Krishna went to Mathura, Uddhava was sent with a message to pacify the gopis and to pacify Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. Actually, they were sent to pacify the gopis. Uddhava came there, and that night Uddhava spent the time with Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. So that whole night, Uddhava was talking about Krishna's situation in Mathura. What is going on in Mathura? Kamsa was killed. Ugrasena was installed on the throne. Uddhava has been made as the prime minister. And the palace has been built. And Ugrasena has been brought back as the king. All changes, what's happening. And Krishna is only 12 or 13 years old, is doing all these things. Nanda Maharaj is listening to all that. Yashoda Devi is sitting right outside the room, near the door. Near the door she is sitting there. In the Bhagavatam, if you look, you will see that. In the 45 chapter. 45, I think. That says there, at that time, Yashoda was crying of the thinking about these particular pastimes, particularly with this incident, what happened with this lady, with this fruit buying. That's what is mentioned there. 28th verse in the 46th chapter. Yashoda varnyamanani putrasya charitani cha shrunvandya shrunyavasrakshil snehasnuda payodhara tayoritham bhagavati krishne nanda yashodayo vikshayanuragam paramam nandamahodhavomuda. This is how Yashoda kept all these things in her mind. That snehasnudapayodhara shrunanda shrunyavasrakshil snehasnudapayodhara yashoda varnyamanani putrasya jaridani ja. That talking about Krishna's big position now in Mathura, big things Krishna is doing there, killing Kamsa, installing Ugrasena there, and this whole Yadavas have all been, father Vasudeva and Devaki has been released from the prison, all these incidents, everything when Krishna and Uddhava has spoken. Yashoda is thinking about that childhood, when Krishna spent the time in Vrindavanam. Those things. So, Shunnande Shrunuva Srakshil Snehasnuda Payodhara. Snehasnuda Payodhara. So, because through these pastimes, what has Krishna done? What Krishna has done was, in this way, interacting with the mother and father, Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, in the same way, interacting with all the gopis, they were all captivated by Krishna, pulled their hearts towards him. Hridayam abhimushitva harsha sindhau nyadhastvam. Melpatur says to Krishna, Hridayam abhimushitva harsha sindhau nyadhastvam. That they were filled with so much love for Krishna. Hridayam abhimushitva. At the same time, they, even though Krishna has given them a lot of difficult problems, they never once felt unhappiness towards Krishna. Harsha sindhau nyadhastvam. Actually, what is this indicating to us? These childhood pastimes, what is their beauty? That is the most interesting thing to think about. Interesting thing is, these childhood pastimes' beauty is this, that these gopis, they are in the lowest cadre of spiritual knowledge. They didn't have any knowledge in this body. They may be rishis, Upanishads and everything. In this particular body, they are in the lowest level, tamogunam. In the deepest level of the tamogunam. Tamogunam at its maximum. That is what they are. No knowledge of the shastram. No upasana or sadhana. No spiritual activities. Nothing. Just ordinary people. That means tamogunam. Dominated with tamogunam inside. No, no kind of samskaram in there either. They're living an ordinary life, like everybody who goes to work, earn money, bring home, maintain the family, enjoys the life, this kind of situation. So, practically in the lowest level of tamogunam. Not only in tamogunam on the lowest level. In tamogunam on the lowest level. That means, all their thought waves, chitavritti, that fall, all those chitavrittis are centered around body and bodily life, bodily comforts in this world. Is it not? From that state, Krishna has brought them to this state of attachment to the Nirguna Brahman. Nirguna Brahman. So even the rishis who have reached the highest level of Brahman realization, even they could not get this happiness, what these gopis who were in the lowest state. This is the importance of this particular childhood pastimes. Those who are in the lowest level of the lower modes of nature, they have been elevated to the highest level beyond the three modes of material nature, which even the great rishis and the sages who endeavor very, very hard through austerities and penances and studying the shastram and engaging in intense sadhanas, what level they can get to, even beyond than that, the gopis were elevated to. That is the beauty of the childhood pastimes. If you talk about personalities like Sudama, who had such higher knowledge and realization, for them, these doesn't look such, if they are in that state, it is not surprising at all. Is it not? Because by the very birth and nature itself, Sudama and many other devotees, their position was, they were highly realized persons in their life. So for them, already in the mode of goodness, very higher mode of goodness. So for them, their realization of Krishna is not surprising at all, having reached that higher state of goodness. But these gopis, who are in the lowest level of the lower modes of nature, from that state, to get elevated to this state, which even the great rishis and sages who try very hard to get there, through their study of shastram, through their intense performance of sadhana or upasana, nishtha, all of them, what they are trying to get there, gopis have managed to reach there without any effort, simply being attracted to Krishna. That is why Krishna's childhood pastime is so significant. So, significance. That important point is to be noticed here. So this lady who left Krishna with the basket, she walks off, and then while walking back also she is turning back and looking at Krishna, seeing that beauty. So, and she will walk again to turn back and look at Krishna. And in this way she went away, and she was not bothered about the returns or anything. How much money he had paid, yes, paid money or not, nothing was bothering her. All she was concerned about was, she knew very well that if she goes home, she has to starve that day. There is not much cash in the hand. So, but she was thinking, even if I starve, what does it matter? What does it matter? She felt a great satisfaction in giving to that child, to Krishna, what she had in her life. What she had in her... That's what it says here. Bhalaira bhurairi yatnai.
Bhalai apurayadratmai bhalabandam apuricha. See that 11th verse. Bhalavikrayini itasya chudadanyam karadvayam bhalai apurayadratmai bhalabandam apuricha.
So when Krishna left, went back to home, and this sales lady, she walked away, the old lady who has walked away from there, all the Mahalakshmis followed her. Because Krishna's purse, wallet, is in their hands. They have to spend. Krishna's hands, there is nothing. Only the flute. Only the flute is in the hand. Sometimes the flute also not there. Sometimes when he feels suffocated, he will remove the cowpean also and throw it away. That is the age now. So, somebody has to pay, isn't it? So, Lakshmi Devi immediately gone there. Remember when Sudama's case also, when Krishna took away that Prithugadandulam, that means that flat rice from Sudama, at that time, who had the responsibility to pay? Rukmini Devi. Mahalakshmi had to pay, isn't it? Similarly, this particular incident is a miniature form of that pastime with Sudama. Krishna is saying, playing, as I mentioned before, all the childhood pastimes is an experiment for what was things going to happen in the future. So they say that, devotees say like this, that this dealing with this old lady who sold the fruits, this was a pastime which was performed. Krishna is testing this system works or not. That Mahalakshmi went after this old lady, filled the basket with expensive jewels and gold, as much as she wanted, and when she got there, she felt the heaviness in the basket. Basket was empty when she was walking. When she got home, the basket was very heavy. She managed to bring it down somehow and looked at the basket. It was full of very, very, very valuable jewels and expensive stones and everything like that. Exactly what happened to Sudama, isn't it? So, Sudama's pastime, which was going to happen in the 88th chapter in the 10th canto, a miniature form of that is what you find here in this pastime. In this pastime. So, that lady has become very wealthy. In this way, Shobhramarshi is saying to Parikshit, my dear king, that what all kinds of pastimes has happened. What you have to remember is that in this, whatever Shukabrahmashi is saying here to Parikshit, everything is not spoken. Everything what has happened in Vrindavanam has not spoken. A few incidents, what comes in his mind at that time, only those pastimes are mentioned in the Bhagavadam. So, even though Krishna is showing all this controller's nature, Ishvara, isn't it? Ishwaratvam it is called. Ishwaratvam means this controlling power of the different yoga Aishwarya Siddhis. Aishwarya Siddhis. This is only available in Krishna. It's not available in everybody. Remember in the Ekadasha Skandam, you will notice Krishna talks about Aishwarya Siddhis. There he classifies them in different categories. Some of them is only available for Krishna. many of them, many others, people can work hard and acquire them. But Krishna is saying all of them is a waste of time at the end, which we have seen when we studied Ekadasham. So, that and these pastimes which was happening there, great personalities are observing this. The four Kumaras, Sanaga, Sanandana, Sanadana and Sanat Kumara, all these great personalities, they are observing all these things from the sky, from the sky. So, what is this Vrindavana pastimes? How the Vrindavana pastimes are? In, on one side, great rishis, sages, Ashtavakra, Dattatreya, Trivakra, Sanagadi Maharshimar, all of them, they are all coming and paying obeisances to Krishna, seeing all these things. But gopis are also there. They can't see these great rishis and sages who had come there. So on the one side, the rishis are coming there in groups to pay their respects to Krishna, seeing these different pastimes there. And on the other side, gopis are coming there. They also want to see Krishna. So both of them are there. So yogis are there, rishis are there, and gopis are there. But you can't see. Normally, where the yogis are there, gopis won't be there. Or when the gopis are there, yogis won't be there. But here, everybody is there. He will be there. That is what it is. So, at the same time, the rishis are coming and paying their obeisances to Krishna. But Krishna has no time to acknowledge their obeisances to him. And Krishna is saying to Sri Dama and others who are with him, then let's play now. He says, and different kinds of plays. They want to play together with the children. They want with the earth, with the mud. And when all these things were going on, this is being observed by the great rishis who normally glorify Krishna like this. Vididosi, Brahmaivaham. You will see these words in the Bhagavadam. When the rishis and the great devotees, when they want to glorify Krishna, Krishna's, you can't glorify Krishna in an ordinary level, isn't it? Krishna's position is such, they have to glorify him in a way that is appropriate for that supreme personality of the supreme truth. That is why these words, Vididosi Bhavan Sakshal, you will see in the Vasudeva's prayers. And also, Brahma Ivaham. So, they are the words normally used while glorifying Kevalanu Bhavananda Swarupam. About Krishna, this is how the rishis will glorify Krishna. But here, no such glorifications. That these rishis were thinking, we have understood Krishna to some extent. But now what has happened? When Krishna is playing like this with the children, they started saying to each other, who is this Krishna? We don't really understand him. Nobody was able to understand him so far. He has come here and playing with these children and just like an ordinary children in the villages. So, and this Vrindavana pastimes, Shukha Brahmashi says there, for months and months if I sit and talk about it, it will not finish. Shukha Brahmashi says there. Then rishis in their samadhi state, what they see is these pastimes, what they are now seeing directly there in Vrindavanam. So, but Vilumangalam says, all we can do is to taste a little bit of that. To taste a little bit of that at this point in time. Vayam Yashoda Shishubala Leela Katha Sutha Sindushu Leela Yama. That is how Vilumangalam mentions that. So, so it is at that time that the intention of saying all these things, that everybody who takes to Krishna consciousness, eventually The goal is to come to this level of realization. What Vilumangalam and Shukabrahmarshi is talking about. So, these things are spoken there to show to us that the ultimate goal is to come to this level of realization. What Vilumangalam and Yashoda Devi, Nanda Maharaj and others had had. So, it was at that time they started seeing so many bad things happening in Vrindavanam. Nanda Maharaj had a brother called Ubanandan. They all came together. All together they had a discussion about it. And they were saying to each other, then from Krishna's appearance onwards, one problem after the other at home. One problem after the other at home. First of all, a ghost has come in the form of Putana, they're talking about. Then the cart has fallen, broken and blown into pieces. This problem with the cyclone. All these different forms are different demons, isn't it? Tranavarta has come as cyclone. Shakadasura has come as in the form of a cart and tried to kill Krishna. Putana has come as a beautiful woman and tried to feed Krishna with the breasts and kill him and in the Rakshasi. So all these problems are happening in Vrindavanam, but nothing has happened so far to Krishna, but still life is not very secure and safe in that place where they were in Gokulam at that time. So this is a great blessing. But let's do one thing. Let's find some place where we can live better, where things are a little bit more peaceful. In that way, they were talking to each other, Nanda Maharaj and Ubananda and all the other senior cohort men. They all spoke to each other and they decided. And they looked at different places and finally they decided to go to Vrindavanam. They finally to Vrindavanam, Harivirinja. What it says in the Bhagavatam that their journey to Vrindavanam. That is what you will find there. Vanam Vrindavanam Nama, verse 28. Vanam Vrindavanam Nama, Pashavyam Navakananam, Goba Gobi Igavam, Savyam, Punyadri Tranavirudham, Tatra Devaya Siyama, Shakadan Yuntamachiram, Godhananya Gradoyandu, Pavadam Yadiro Chade. So they agreed together, all together, that if you look into the verse 36, Vrindavanam Govardhanam, Yamina Pulina Anija Vichya Siduttama Priti Rama Mathavayor Nrupa. So they decided to go to Vrindavanam. That decision has been made. So a suitable place for children to play. Added to that, Kalini River, Yamuna River is close by and she is full of water flowing in all directions nicely. And they saw the happiness of being with Yamuna playing there, and Govardhana Hill close by, not far from there, plenty of fruits and flowers and vegetations, plenty of caves for the children to play. And when they got there, they traveled there, and when they got there, Krishna was very pleased. Krishna thought, you can see that Krishna is probably about 4 and a half years old, not even 5 years. And Krishna says to Nanda Maharaj, my elder brother Balaram and me, we are now grown up. Says, we are now grown up, he says. But we are not children like before. And therefore, Nanda Maharaj asked him, what do you want, what are you telling me for that? He says, I'll tell you what it is, he said. Krishna says, we should be allowed to take the calves out. Krishna wants to play. So he wants to take the calves away, that the tending the calves. That responsibility should be given to us now. We are not grown enough to look after the big cows, but calves, we are qualified now to do that apprenticeship. So, so you should give us permission for that. Nanda Maharaj says to them, Krishna says to Nanda Maharaj, we don't want to tend the cows now. Only the calves, if you are allowed, that's enough for us. So, Nanda Maharaj says, that is it necessary, my dear son, to do all this now? You are not that big enough. Krishna says that when will I become big enough to look after the calves? Ultimately, Nanda Maharaj had to listen to Krishna. Nanda Maharaj never said no at any time. So every morning, Krishna used to take the calves and go to the forest with the other friends and come back at lunchtime to have the meal. And then after that, again, after the meal, they will go back to the forest again. And in the evening, they will come back by the time the sun sets and along with the other friends all together, and they'll come back to come back home. This was the system. This was the system that they have followed. So one day, when they went to the forest, a demon called Valsasura, he came, and he's an important servant of Kamsa. Kamsa's servants, he's an important personality. So he had only one intention, that I had to kill Krishna somehow. So what he did was, he took the form of a calf and joined all the other calves what Krishna has brought with from Vrindavanam. What he has brought into the from home. All the calves from other homes, there were many of them. So Valsasura took the form of a Valsam. Valsam means like a calf, and joined them. So Krishna won't detect him. That's what his intention was. And he joined there. And as soon as he joined, Balram didn't know about this, but Krishna understood who it is. Krishna has sensed that. So that is one important thing. Whatever dress we put on and go in front of Krishna, and whatever drama we play there, he will know what is inside. That is a lesson. Well, Sasura is teaching us this. You can put on any clothes and any show in front of him. But what is inside us, he will detect and sense even before we know about it. This Valsasura's pastime is teaching us that. Valsasura dressed well like one of the calves who were there and got there and thinking that you'll get the right opportunity to kill Krishna. But Krishna has noticed that even way before that Valsasura's intentions. And we are all like this Valsasuras, isn't it? We are all like that. So we will dress up and we will try to impress Krishna in various ways, but he knows what is inside. So anyway, ultimately whatever dress you put on, if we are somehow there, Krishna's attention falls on us, he will send us back to Vaikuntham. In Bhagavatam you will see so many characters like this. Paundrava Vasudevan dressed up like Krishna. Isn't it? He said, I am Krishna, you are not Krishna. I am the Krishna. And he told Krishna, you surrender everything to me. Krishna says, because you have dressed up like me, you also go to Vaikuntham. He sent him back to spiritual world, did he not? So, Krishna saw Valsasura. Then Krishna says to Balaram, who is this particular calf? I don't think he is one of us, one of ours, he said. So, is he somebody new? Balaram says, no, that's a part of our group. Even Balaram hasn't understood that. Nobody is able to say anything about the calf, but maybe that one calf which was running around without nobody to look after has joined us. Some people have made a comment like that. So, so Krishna caught hold of that calf. Patted the calf nicely. You know, calves get very happy when you do this to them below the throat, and then patted on the hair, on the forehead and on the head, all over the body, everything very nicely patted him, and in that process, as though to show to him that I'm caring for you nicely. After that, caught hold of the four legs and threw him into the sky. As soon as he was thrown onto the sky, that he never came back from there. From the sky he didn't come back. Means he has gone back to the spiritual world. Never got back from there. In no other incarnations you have heard an incident like this. That normally the throw was so powerful that in the power of that throw, he reached Vaikuntham. He reached Vaikuntham. That powerful was how Krishna has thrown him. Immediately, and he never came back. Valsasura's body was never recovered. Valsasura has gone back to the spiritual world. At that time, demigods showered the flowers from there. And the children were asking, where is all these flowers coming from? Only flowers are coming from the sky. Krishna says that when that calf's body has touched the plants and the creepers, the flowers from that has fallen off now, like that. And in that way, Krishna completely taken away that story from there. Valsasura was liberated. In another instance, when they were taking the calves to a small stream of water, it was full of vegetation and plants everywhere, and beautiful clean water flowing there, and the water was flowing, making a beautiful sound as well. So, and they were walking along that. At that time, they saw a huge rock-like thing standing there. One cowherd boy asked Krishna that yesterday when we came this way, this rock wasn't there. And this wasn't there. Krishna says, must have come from somewhere, he says. So, no, the rock is also moving a little bit. They were noticing that. And can you look at the eyes of this rock? Looks like a bird, they were saying, talking to each other. By now, Bagasura, who was standing in this form there, that exactly like the way these cranes, when they were sitting on the riverbank, Baga means, Bagadhyanam is famous. That means that when they want to catch the fish, they will sit as though they are in meditation. You won't see any movement. When they know that they can get the fish, suddenly they will jump and get the fish and fly off from there. That's a special power given to them by material nature. So that's why when somebody is in meditation without any movement, we'll say Bagadhyanam. Bagadhyanam means he may be thinking about some sense gratification. But sitting like a yogi in great meditation, giving an impression that I am a very advanced soul who is no movement of the body, completely focused on Krishna. But inside, what thoughts are going through, who knows? So, that's why we call them as Bagadhyanam. Bagadhyanam means one who meditates like a Baga. The Baga is also in meditation, but his meditation is, he is fully conscious when the fish is closer to get. So, similarly, we are also doing Bagadhyanam sometimes, and our mind is always thinking about what sense gratification can I have in this world. So, the same situation here. So, immediately, this bird, as soon as Krishna got closer, Baga opened its mouth and with the two powerful beaks picked Krishna and put him inside. So, but children are going, the group of children who are in front of Krishna, they are keep on walking, but Krishna has gone inside this Bagasura's, this crane's mouth inside. Only thing is, Baga didn't realize what the material is inside, what it has gone inside. He made a little mistake. He didn't know what the vastu is, isn't it? This vastu, what he has got inside, is not an ordinary vastu. That's what Vedavyasa Maharshi says there. Janmadhyase yadavinyuyadhidharadas charte shabhityasvarad tene brahmahdaya adhigave mukhyandiyat siraya tejo varimhritam idhavimayo yatratra sargomrusha dhamna svena sada nirastakuhagam satyambaram dhimahi. That dharma projita kaidavota paramo nirmatsaranam sadam vedyam vastava matra vastu. That vastu is this. That Srimad Bhagavatam is talking about this vastu in the first verse itself, isn't it? Janmadhyasedaha, that verse. That verse is talking about this vastu. Bagasura didn't know what this vastu is, who is standing there. So when it got inside, it started burning inside the body. Vastu got inside. So that is why the Vedic scholars makes a joke of this. How? What do they joke? The first verse in the Rigveda is Agnimile Purohitam. That the sacrificial, when they make the fire sacrifices, the Brahmanas make the fire sacrifices, the first verse in which when they make the offering to the fire is Agnimile Purohidam, Rigvedam, the first verse itself. So, that Agni or fire is Krishna, this fire, what we see today, and the sun, what we see in the sky, the sun and the fire, it got its heat and the light is from this vastu. Is it not? Krishna gave the heat and the fire, or heat and the sun, light for the sun as well as for the fire. So Agni is actually Krishna. The sun is also Krishna. Sun is shining, the sunlight and the heat of the sun what we get is actually due to Krishna's presence in the sun. That is the most important thing. In everything, Vedyam Vastavamatra Vastu Shivadam Tavatrayonmulanam Srimal Bhagavade Mahamunikrade Kimbabare Ishwara Sadhyo Hridya Varudyade Trakradevi Shushroshubhi Talshanal. So, it is from that words that this understanding had come, that that if Krishna has not given the heat, the sun won't have the heat. If Krishna has not given the heat, the fire won't have the heat. So, this Bhagasura has not studied Rigvedam. That's the problem. He ate this stuff inside. He took him inside, Krishna inside. But inside it's burning. Couldn't do anything. He want to spit it out from inside. That's a normal thing, isn't it? So, sometimes when you sit for a big feast with a big, large number of people, they are cooking prasadam and they are serving one after the other. A lot of people are sitting in a row and people are serving the prasadam one after the other. So, it's very difficult to individually look into everybody's taste and needs while serving the prasadam. They'll keep on serving and go one after the other. When you go for a big feast, you will see this. You won't see in our little feast, but in big feast, there won't be any personalized service or anything. So, there you will notice this, that they're coming and serving one after the other, different preparations. Some of them are very hot, but you like it so much, so you took it and put it in the mouth. And then you start feeling the heat inside. Because of the taste for that particular food, whatever it may be, you took it and put it inside the mouth and you're feeling the heat inside. Something, you want to take it out, but that doesn't look good because so many people are sitting there. So, something like that, a situation like that happened to Bhagasura. Bhagasura took it inside, but here he couldn't control it. It was so hot. Like you put something very hot inside, what do you do? So, something more than that, Bhagasura couldn't bear it. He wanted to spit it out. So, he spat. He spat Krishna outside. When he spat outside, then Bhagasura was looking at it. Before he could look anything, Krishna caught hold of both the beaks and tore it apart, the whole body, into two pieces. So, that's what Krishna is saying there. So, two pieces, or his two beaks, one in each hand, Krishna is standing there, and threw it away. And after that, what does Krishna do? Krishna clap the hands like this. You know when you clap the hands? When you perform Shraddha ceremony in front of in the holy rivers, after the ceremony is over, you clap the hands. Why? To clap the hands to invite the crows to come and to eat the offerings at that time. Krishna says to the cowherd boys there, when Putana died, I didn't perform the Shraddha ceremony for her. But at least I should do that. And normally the system is, after it is fed, that the leaf on which the offering was made, they tear it into pieces and then they clap the hands for the crows to come. So in that way, Bhagasura's liberation happened. And you have to remember, Krishna is doing all these things, but actually Bhagasura has gone back home, back to the spiritual world. Well, Sahasrara has gone first, now Bhagasura has gone. But even while doing all these things, that playful nature in Krishna, the childhood nature has not left. Even while killing Bagasura, still a child, that childish nature, after killing, he is performing the Shraddha ceremony like a grown-up person. So, without leaving that childhood nature, things which even the demigods are not able to do, he was able to get hold of them, kill them, and send them back to the spiritual world, at the same time looking after the devotees. All these things Krishna is showing here. And after this, the two important another pastimes, what has happened in Vrindavanam after this, that is the next two chapters which we will read through now. Shri Shuka Uvacham Kojidvanashaya Manodhadad Vrajan Pradasamuthaya Vayasya Valsavan Prabhodayat Shringaravena Charuna Vinirgado Valsa Virasaro Hari Tenaiva Saham Pruduga Sahasrasha Snigdha Sushigva Travishana Venava Swan Swan Sahasro Barisankaya Nvidan Valsan Puraskritya Vinidyayurmuda Krishna-valsarei saṅgyāder yudhī-grityasva-valsagān charayandor-bhalīlābhir-vijahuru tatra-tatraha bhala-pravāla-stabaga-sumana-pinchadādubhi kāja-gunjāmani-surna-bhūṣidāmaphya-bhūṣayan muṣṭando-nyana-shikyādi-yādāna-racca-chikṣipu tatra-tyāśya-punar-dhūrā-asandasya-punar-dadūm yadi-dhūram-gada-krishno Vanashobhekshanayatam aham-purvam idhi samsprasheremire kejidvenuinvadayando nandashringani kechana kejidvingvandi pragayandam kujanda kogilei parei vichayabipradhavando gachandasaduham sagai begai upavishandascha nirtyandascha kalabhibhi Vigarshanda Kishavala Arohandaschadai Rdruman Vigarvandaschadai Sagam Plavandascha Palashishu Sagam Bhegir Vilanghanda Sarit Prasravasam Bluda Vihasanda Pratichaya Shabandascha Pratiswanan Itham Sadam Brahma Sukhana Bhutyam Dasyam Gadanam Paradeivadena Maya Shridanam Naradaragena Sagam Vijakhru Krida Punya Punjaham Yalpadabam surbhujanma krichrato dadarmabhil yogibhirabhyalabhya sa evyadrigvishaya swayam stida kim varnyade dishtamato brajaugasam adhaganama abhyabhatan mahasuran snesham sesham sukakridana vichana akshama nityam yandar yadandar nirjivide psubhi pidamrade apyamarai pratikshate drishtarbhagan krishna mukhana khasuram Kamsandashishtasabhagi bhagalmaja bhaganuja Ayam tume sodarana shakrutayo Dvayormamainam sabalam hanishe Ete yadamal sukhrudostilama Kridastadamashtasama prajaugasa Pranegade varshmasu kanuchinda Prajasava pranabhrudo hiyete Idivyavasya jagaram brahadvabhu Sayojanayamamahadribivaram Dhrutvalbhudam vyataguhananam tada Padhivyasheda grasanashaya khala Dharadharoshto jaladottharoshto daryadanando girishrangadamshtra Dhandvandarasyo vidadadvajihva Parishanilashvasadaveshchanoshna Drishtvadam tadrisham sarvematva vrindavanashriyam Vyata jagaradu dandena utprachande smalilaya. Aho mitranigadada satudam purastidam asmal sangrasana vyata vyaladundayadenava. Satyamarkara rektam uttara ahnivad ghanam athara ahnivad jodam tadpradichaya runam. Pradispradheda srikibhyam savya savyena godare trungashrangalayopeda saddamshtabishchabashyada. Astradayanma
യാമമാർഗോയം രസനാം പ്രതി ഗർജതി ഏഷാമന്തർഗതം ദ്വാന്തം ഏതദപ്യന്തരാനനം ദാവോഷ്ണഖരവാദോയം ശ്വാസവദ്ഭാതി പശ്യത തദ്ദഗ്ധസത്വദുർഗന്ധോപ്യന്തരാമിഷ ഗന്ധവത് അസ്മാൻ കിമത്ര ഗ്രസിതാനി വിഷ്ടാം നയം തഥാ ചേക ഭഗത് വിനംക്ഷ്യതി ക്ഷണാതനേനേതി ഉപകാരിഷൻ മുഖം വീക്ഷോദ്ധ സന്ത കരതാടനൈര്യയു ഇത്ഥം ഇതോപ്യത്യതഞ്ജഭാഷിതം ശ്രുത്വ അഭിചിന്യേ മൃഷയാ മൃഷാ മൃഷായതേ രക്ഷോപിതിത്വാഖിലഭൂതഹൃത്സ്ഥിത സ്വാനാം നിരോദ്ധും ഭഗവാൻ മനോധതി താവത് പ്രവിഷ്ടാസ്തു സരോരദ ഉദരാന്തരം പരം നഗീർണ ശിശവസ്വവത്സ പ്രതീക്ഷമാണേന ഉപകാരിവേശനം ഹതസ്വകാന്ത സ്മരണേന രക്ഷസ താൻ വീക്ഷ്യ കൃഷ്ണ സകലാഭയപ്രദോ അനന്യനാഥാൻ സുകരാദവച്യുതാൻ ദീനാംശ മൃത്യോർ ജഡരാഗ്നിഘാസാൻ ഘൃണാർദ്ദിതോ ദൃഷ്ടകൃതേന വിസ്മിത കൃത്യം കിമത്രാസ്യ ഖലസ്യ ജീവനം നവാമമീഷാം ച സദാം വിഹിംസനം ദ്വയം കഥം സ്യാദിതി സംവിചിന്യത ജ്ഞാത്വാ വിശത്തുണ്ടമശേഷധൃഹരി തഥാ ഘനച്ഛദാദേവ ഭയാദാഹേതി ചുക്രശോ ജഗൃഷ്യേ സകംസാദ്യാം കൗണവാസ്ത്വഖബാന്ധവ ചുത്വാ ഭഗവാൻ കൃഷ്ണസ്തവേസ്വർഭവത്സകം ചൂർണി ചികീർഷോരാത്മാനം തരസാവവൃധേ ഗളേ തദോധികായസ്യ നിരുദ്ധമാർഗിനോ ഉദ്ഗീർണദൃഷ്ടേ ഭ്രമദസ്ഥിരസ്തത പൂർണ്ണന്തരംഗേ ഭവനോ നിരുദ്ധോ മൂർധൻ വിനിഷ്പാട്ട് വിനിർഗതോ ബഹി മേത്തേനേശ്ച സർവേഷു ബഹിർഗതേഷു പ്രാണേഷു വത്സാൻ സുഹൃത പരേതാൻ ദൃഷ്ട്യാ സ്വയാഥോപ്യതന്യുത പുനാൻ വക്ത്രാമുകുന്ദോ ഭഗവാൻ വിനിജയോ പീനാഹി ഭോഗേത്തിതമത്ഭുതം മഹത് ജ്യോതിസ്വധാംനാം ജലയദ്ദിശോ ദശ പ്രതീക്ഷകേവ സ്ഥിതമീശ നിർഗമം വിവേശതസ്മിൻ വിശദാം ദിവോകസാം തദോധിഹൃഷ്ട്വാ സുഹൃതോ ഹൃദാർഹണം പുഷ്പൈസുര അപ്സരസശ്ച നർത്തനൈ ഗീതൈസുഗാവാദ്യതരാശ്ച വാദ്യഗൈ സ്തവൈശ്ച വിപ്ര ജയനി സ്വനേർഗണ തദ്ഭുതസ്തോത്രസുവാദ്യഗീതിക ജയാദിനേയേൽ സോമംഗളസ്വനാൻ ശ്രുത്വാ സ്വധാംനോന്ദ്വിജ ആഗമോചിരാൽ ദൃഷ്ട്വാ മഹീശസ്യ ജഗാമ വിസ്മയം രാജന്നാചകരം ചർമ്മ ശുഷ്കം വൃന്ദാവനേ അത്ഭുതം പ്രചൗകസാം ബഹുദിതം ബഭൂവാ ക്രീഡഗഹ്വരം ഏതത് കൗമാരജം കർമ്മം ഹരേരാത്മാ ഹി മോക്ഷണം മൃത്യോ പാഗുണ്ടകേ ബാല ദൃഷ്ടോചൂർ വിസ്മിതാവ്രജേ നൈതദ്വിചിത്രം മനുജാർഭമായിന പരാവരാണാം പരമസ്യ വേധസ അഘോപിയത്സ്പർശന ധൗതപാതക പ്രാപാത്മ സാമ്യം തുസദാം സുദുർലഭം സുഹൃദ്യതംഗ പ്രതിമാന്തരാഹിതാം മനോമയീ ഭാഗവതീം ദദൌ ഗതിം സ ഏവ നിത്യാത്മസുഖാനുഭൂത്യഭി വിദസ്തമായോ അന്തർഗതോ ഹി കിം പുനഃ സൂത ഉവാചാം ഇത്ഥം ദ്വിജായാദവ ദേവദത്ത ശ്രുത്വാംസരാദുശ്ചരിതം വിചിത്രം പപ്രച്ഛഭൂയോപി തദേവ പുണ്യം വയ്യാസഖിം യന്നിഗൃഹീത ചേതാഹ രാജോവാചാ ബ്രഹ്മൻ കാലാന്തരം കൃത്വ കാലാന്തരകൃതം തത് കാലീനം കഥം ഭവേത് യത് കൗമാരി ഹരികൃതം ജഗു പൗകണ്ഡകേ അർഭകാഹ തദ് ബ്രൂഹി മേ മഹായോഗിൻ പരം കൗതൂഹലം ഗുരോ നൂനമേതരേരേവ മായാ ഭവതി നാന്യഥാ വയം ധനിതമാലോകേ ഗുരോഭി ക്ഷത്രബന്ധവ യത് പിവാമോ മുഹുസ്തത്വ പുണ്യം കൃഷ്ണകഥാമൃതം സൂത ഉവാച ഇത്തം സ്മൃഷ്ടസ്തു ബാധരായണി തത്സ്മാരിതാനന്ദഹൃദാ അഖിലേന്ദ്രിയ കൃച്ഛാൽ പുനർലബ്ധ ബഹിർദൃശിഷനൈ പ്രത്യാഹതം ഭാഗവതോത്തമോത്തമോ ഇതി ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പാരമഹംസ സംഹിതായാം ദശമസ്കന്ധേ പൂർവാർദ്ധേ ദ്വാദശോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ ശ്രീശു ഗൗവാജ സാധു പൃഷ്ഠ മഹാഭാഗത്വയ ഭാഗവതോത്തമ എന്നൂതനയസീയ ശൃണ്ണുന്നപി കഥാം മുഹും സദാമയം സാരപ്രദാം നിസർഗോ യഥർത്ഥവാണീ ശ്രുതിചേതസാമപി പ്രതിക്ഷണം നവ്യവതച്യുതസ്യ സ്ത്രീയാവിടാനാമിവ സാധുവാർത്താം ശൃണ്ണുഷാവഹിതോ രാജനപി ഗുഹ്യം വദാമി ദേ ബ്രൂയൂ സ്നിഗ്ധസ്യ ശിഷ്യസ്യ ഗുരവോ ഗുഹ്യമപ്യുത തഥാ അഖവാ അവദനാമൃത്യോ രക്ഷിത്വാ വത്സ ബാലകാൻ സരിപ്പുളിനമാനീയം ഭഗവാനിതമബ്രവീൻ അഹോദിരമ്യം പുളിനം വയസ്യാൽ സ്വകേലി സമ്പന്മുദുലാച്ഛവാലികം സ്ഫുടൽ സർവഗന്ധഹൃദാളിപത്രിയം ധ്വനിപ്രതിധ്വാനലസത് കുലദ്രുമാകുലം സദ്രുമാകുലം അത്ര ഭോക്തവ്യമസ്മാദ്യബുദ്ധിവാ രൂഢം ക്ഷുത അർത്ഥിത വത്സാ സമീപെ ഭവിത്വ ചരന്തു ശനകൈസ്രണം അതീതിപായർഭത്വ പായിത്വർഭ വത്സാനാരുദ്ധ്യശാദ്വലേ മുക്ത്വാ ശിഖ്യാനി ബുഭുജു സമം ഭഗവതാമുദ കൃഷ്ണസ്യ വിഷുപുരിരാജുമണ്ഡലൈ രമ്യാനനാം ഫുലദൃശോ വ്രജ അർഭക സഹോപവിഷ്ടാ വിപിനേ വിരേജു ശ്ചദാ യഥാംബോരുഹ കർണികായ കേജിൽ പുഷ്പയർദളയർ കേജിൽ പല്ലവൈ അങ്കുരൈ ഫലൈ ശിശിസ്തുർദൃഷദ് ഭുഭുജു കൃതഭാജന സർവേ മിതോ ദർശയന്ത സുസുഭോജുരുചിം പൃഥക് ഹസന്തോ ആസയന്തജഹ്രുജഹ്രു സഹേശ്വരാം അവജഹ്രുഭ്യവജഹ്രു സഹേശ്വരാം വിഭ്രദ്വൈനം ജഡരപടയോ ശൃംഗവേത്രേജകക്ഷൈ വാമേപാണോമസനകബളോ തൽഫലാന്യങ്കലീഷു തിഷ്ടൻ മധ്യേ സുപരി സുഹൃതോ ഹസയൻ നർവവിസ്വൈ സ്വർഗേ ലോകേ മിഷതി ഭുജേ യജ്ഞബുക് ബാലകേലി ഭാരദൈവം വത്സമേഷു പുഞ്ജാനേഷു യച്ചിതാത്മസു വത്സാസ്വന്തർവനേ ദൂരം വിശുസ്ത്രണ ലോഭിതാഹ താൻ ദൃഷ്ട്വാ വയസം ദ്രാസ്തേ ഉജേ കൃഷ്ണോസ്യ ഭീ ഭയം മിത്രാന്യാശാന്മാ വിരമൻ ഏഹാന്യേഷേ വത്സഗാനഹം ഇത്യുദ്രീകുഞ്ച ഗഹുരേഷു ആത്മവത്സഗാൻ വിചിന്യൻ ഭഗവാൻ കൃഷ്ണ സപാണി കപളോയയൌ അംഭോ ജന്മനി തദന്തരഗതോ മായാർഭകസ്യേഷിതോർ ദ്രഷ്ടും മഞ്ജുമഹിത്വം അന്യതുവിധ ഉത്സാനിതോ വത്സവാൻ നീത്വാന്യത്ര കുരുദ്ധാന്തരഥാ ഖേവസ്ഥിതോയപുര ദൃഷ്ട്വാ അഖാസുരമോക്ഷണം പ്രഭവത പ്രാപ്തപരം വിസ്മയം തതോ വത്സാന ദൃഷ്ട്വൈത്ത പുളിനേ ബിജവത്സവാൻ ഉദ്ഭാവപി വനേ കൃഷ്ണോ വിചികായ സമന്തത കോപി ദൃഷ്ടന്തർവിനെ വത്സാൻ പാലാംശമം വിശ്വവേൻ സർവം വിധികൃതം കൃഷ്ണ സഹസാവമജഗാമഹ തത കൃഷ്ണോമുദം കർത്തം തന്മാതൃണാം ചകസ്യ ച ഉഭയായുധമാത്മാനം ചക്രയേ വിശ്വകൃതീശ്വര യാവദ്വത്സവത്സകാൽപകവപു യാവത് കരാംഗ്രേ അധികം യാവദ്ദിഷ്ടി വിഷാണമേളുദ്ദളശി യാവദ്ദുഭൂഷാംബരം യാവശീലഗുണാഭിതാകൃതിവയോ യാവദ്വിഹാരാധികം സർവം വിഷ്ണുമയം ഗിരോവദജ സർവസ്വരൂപോഭവൌ സ്വയം ആത്മാത്മഗോവത്സാൻ പ്രതിവാര്യാത്മവത്സവൈ ക്രീഡന്നാത്മവിഹാരൈശ്ച സർവാത്മാ പ്രാവിശദ്വ്രജം തദ്വത്സാൻ പ്രതംഗ്നീത്വാ തത്തദ്ഗോഷ്ഠേ നിവേശ്യസാ തത്തദാത്മാഭവദ്രാജം തത്തൽ സന്മ പ്രവിഷ്ടവാൻ തന്മാതരോ വേണുരവധ്യമോത്ഥിത ഉത്ഥാപ്യതോ വിപരിരഭ്യ നിർഭരം സ്നേഹസുതസ്തന്യഭയാസുധാസവം മത്വാപരം ബ്രഹ്മസുദാന പായയൻ തത്തോ നൃപോന്മർദ്ദമജ്ജലേപനം ലേപനാലങ്കാരരക്ഷാതിലകാശനാധിപി സംലാളിത സ്വാചരിതൈ പ്രഹർഷയൻ സായം ഗതോ യാമയമേന മാധവ ഗാവസ്തോ ഗോഷ്ഠമുപേത്യ സത്വരം ഉങ്കാരഘോഷേ പരിഹൂതസംഗതാൻ സുഗാൻ സുഗാൻ വത്സതരാനപായയൻ മുഹുർലിഹന്ധ്യാസ്രവധോദസംപയ ഗോഗോപീനാം ഭ്രാതൃമാതൃദാസ്മിൻ സർവാ സ്നേഹർദ്ധികം വിനാ പുരോവദാസുബീഹരേ സ്തോകതാ മായയാ വിനാ പ്രചോദസാം സ്വതോകേഷു സ്നേഹവല്യാബ്ധമന്വഹം ശനേർനിസീമവൂർദേ യഥാ കൃഷ്ണേ ത്വപൂർവവൽ ഇത്തമാത്മാത്മനാത്മാനം വത്സവാലമിഷേണ സ പാലയൻ വത്സവോ വർഷം ചിക്രീഡേ വനഗോഷ്ടയോ ഏകദാ ചാരയൻ വത്സാൻ സരാമോ വനമാവിശൽ പഞ്ചശാസു ത്രയാമാസു ഹയനാ പൂരണീഷ്വജാം തഥോ വിദൂരാ ചരദോ ഗാവോ വത്സാന്തപവ്രജം ഗോവർദ്ധനാദൃശിരസി ചരന്ദ്യോ ദദൃശോസ്ത്രണം ദൃഷ്ട്വാദത്തൽസ്നേഹവശോസ്തൃതാത്മാ സ ഗോപ്രജോത്യാത്മവ ദുർഗമാർഗ ദ്വിപാത് കുഗുദ്ഗ്രീവ ഉദാസ്യ പുച്ഛോ ഗാധും കൃതേ ആശ്രുഭയാ ജവൈന സമേത്യ ഗാവോധോ വത്സൻ വത്സവത്യോപ്യവായൻ ശിലന്ധ്യ ഗേന്ദ്യമിവ ചാംഗാനി ലിംഹന്ധ്യ ലിംഹന്ധ്യ സൗധസംപയ ഗോപാസദ്രോദനയാസ ഔഘ്യലജോരുമന്യുന ദുർഗാദ്വക്രശദോഭ്യേത്യ ഗോവത്സേർദ്ദൃശൂസുതാൻ തദീക്ഷണോ പ്രേമരസാപ്ലദാശയ ജാതാനുരാഗോഗതമന്യവോർഭകാൻ ഉദുഹ്യദോർഭീപരിരഭ്യമൂർധനി ഘ്രാണൈരവാപു പരമാം ഉദം തേ തത പ്രവേശോ ഗോപാ സോകാശ്ലേഷസുമൃത കൃശ്രാചനൈരപഗത തദനു സ്മൃത്യശ്രവ വ്രജശ്രീരാമപ്രേമേദ്ധർ വീക്ഷ്യോത്കണ്ഠ്യമനുക്ഷണം മുക്തസ്ഥനേഷു പത്യേഷ അപ്യഹേതു വിതചിന്തയൻ കിമതേതദ്ഭുതമിവ വാസുദേവേ അഖിലാത്മനി പ്രജസ്യാത്മനസ്ഥേ സ്തോകേ അപൂർവം പ്രേമവർദ്ധതേ കേയം വാ കുതമായാത ദൈവീ വാ നാര്യുദാസുരി പ്രായോ മായാസ്തു മേ ഭർത്തു നാന്യാമേഭി വിമോഹിനി इति संचिन्त्यदा शार्हो वल्सन् सवयसानपि सर्वानजष्टवैगुण्डम् चक्षुषा वयुनेन सा नैते सुरेशाक्षयो न चैते त्वमेव भासि च मिदाश्रयेऽपि सर्वम् पृथक्त्वम् निगमात् कथम् वदे त्यक्त्वेन वृत्तम् प्रभुना प्रभुना बलो वैत् तावदेत्यात्मभूतात्मा भूरात्मा आनेन त्रुट्यनेहसा पुरोवदब्दम् क्रीडन्तम् ददृशे सकलम् हरिम् यावन्तो गोकुले बाला सवल्सा सर्वमेव हि मायाशयेशयानामे आद्यामि पुनरुत्थिताः इदमेदेत्र वर्त कुत्रज्ञा मन्माया मोहिदेतरे तावन्तमेव तत्र अब्दम् क्रीडन्तो विष्णुना समम् एवमेतेषु भेदेषु चिरम् ध्वात्वा समात्मभू सत्याके कुतरे निधि ज्ञातुम् नेष्टे कथञ्चन एवम् समोहयन् विष्णुम् विमोहम् विषमोहनम् स्वैव माया ज्योति स्वयमेव विमोहिता तमोवर्णेर्हारम् लभ्यदोर्चिरिवाहिनी खद्यदोर्चिरिवाहिनी महदीधरमायैष्यम् निहन्त्यात्मनि युञ्जता तावत् सर्वे वल्सबाला पश्यतोजसदक्षणाल् विदृश्यन्दघनश्यामाम् पीतकोशैव ससा चतुर्भुजा शङ्खचक्रम् गदारा जीवपाणया किरीटिनम् कुण्डलिनम् हरिणोवनमालिनम् श्रीवल्साङ्गम् गदोरत्नकम्बुककङ्कणपाणया नूपुरे कडगम् कडगैर्भादा कडिसूत्राङ्गुलीयगै आङ्ग्रिमस्तकपूर्णम् तुलसीनवधामपि कोमले सर्वगात्रेषु भूरिपुण्यवदर्पितै चन्द्रिकाविशदस्तस्मै सारुणूपाङ्गवीक्षितै सुखार्थानामिव रजसत्त्वाभ्याम् सृष्टुपालकाः आत्माभिस्तम्भपर्यन्तैर्मूर्तिमद्भिश्चराचरै नृत्यगीताद्यनेर्गार्है पृथक् पृथगुपासिता अणिमादेर्महमभिरजाद्याभिर्विभूतिभिः चतुर्विंशतिभिस्तत्त्वै परीतामहदादिभिः कालस्वभावसंस्कारम् कामकर्मगुणादिभिः स्वमहिद्वस्तमहिमि मूर्तिभिर्विपासिताः सत्यज्ञानानन्दानन्दम् मात्रैक रसमूर्तय अस्पृष्टपुरिमाहात्म अभि उपनिषदृशाम् एवम् सकृतदर्शा च परब्रह्मात्मनोऽखिलान् यस्य भासा सर्वम् यस्य भासा सर्वमिदम् विभाति सचराचरम् ततोदि कुतुकोद्भृत्य स्तुमिदै एकादशेन्द्रिय तद्धामृतभूतस्तूष्णीम् बुद्धेव्यन्दिव पुत्र्याः इन्दिरे देशतर्केन च महिमनि सप्रमितिगे पौत्रो जातो तन्निसने तन्निरसन मुखब्रह्मगमिदौ अनीशेऽपि दृष्टम् किमिदमिति वा मुख्यति सति चच्छादाजो ज्ञात्वा सपदि परमो जाजविनिकम् ततो वा प्रतिलब्धाङ्क्षा का परेदवदुत्थिता कृष्णादुन्मील्य वैदृष्टि आचष्टेदम् सहात्मना सपद्येवाविदः पश्यन्दिशो अपश्यत् पुरस्थितम् वृन्दावनम् जनाजीव द्रुमकीर्णम् समाप्रियम् यत्र नैसर्गुदरेवरा सहासन् निर्मगादया मित्राणि वाजिदा वास द्रुदल् तर्षगादिकम् तत्रोद्युहत् पशुपवंश शिशुत्वनाट्यम् ब्रह्माद्वयम् परमनन्दमघातबोधम् वल्सान् सखीनिव पुरा परितोऽपि जिन्यम् एकम् सपाणिकपलम् परमेष्टचष्टा दृष्ट्वा त्वरेण निजतोरणमधोवीर्य पृथ्वाम् वपुः कनकदण्डमिव अभिवात्य स्पृष्ट्वा चतुर्मुकुटम् कोटि रङ्गयुग्मम् नत्वा मुदश्रु सुजले अकृताभिषेकम् उत्थायोत्थाय कृष्णस्य जिरस्य पादयोपतन् आस्वेमहित्वम् प्राक् दृष्टम् स्मृत्वा स्मृत्वा पुनः पुनः शनैरथोत्थाय विमृज्यलोचने मुकुन्दमुद्दीक्षविदम् मृगन्धरा कृताञ्जलि प्रश्रयन्ति प्रश्रयवान् समाहिता सवेभदुर्गद्गदै गदयैलतेलया श्रीमद्भागवते महापुराणे पारमहंस्यां संहितायां दशमस्कन्धे पूर्वार्धे त्रयोदशोऽध्याय सर्वत्र गोविन्द नाम संकीर्तनम् गोविन्द गोविन्द विल् हेव् अ ब्रेक् नौ
चेतो दर्पणमर्जनम् वामः निर्वापणम् श्रेयकैलवचन्द्रिया विदरणम् विद्यावधू जीवनम् अङ्गुलिवर्धनम् विपद पूर्णामृतास्वादनम् सर्वात्मसमरम् वरम् विजयदे नामकामकारि बहुधा निज सर्वशक्ति तत्रार्पिता निमिदा स्मरणेन काल एतादृशी तव कृपा भगवन्ममापि दुर्दैवमीदृशमिह जनिनानुरागाः तृणाहरमीषु नीचेन तरोरमे सहिष्णुना अमानिनामानदेन कीर्तनीय सदा हरि न धनम् न जनम् न सुन्दरिम् कविदाम् वा जगदीशकामये मम जन्मनि जन्मनीश्वरे भवदात् भक्तिरहै दुहि त्वयि अयि नन्दतनुज किङ्करं पतिताहं शमेभवाम्बुदौ कृपया तव पादपङ्कजस्थितधूलि सदृशं विचिन्तय गलदश्रुदाय वदनं गद्गदरुद्धया गिरा कुलकर्निजितं गदावभूतवन्नामग्रहणे भविष्यति युगायुधं निमेषेणां चक्षुषा प्राविशायुधं शून्यायुधं जगत्सर्वं गोविन्दविरहे न मे आश्लिष्य वा पादरदां विनष्टु माम् अदर्शनामर्महदां करोतु वा यदा तदा वा विददातुलं पटो मत्प्राणनाथास्तु नैव नाकरा
सो these two chapters 12 and 13 is known as vanabhojanam or also called as brahma mohanam two things happened there with brahma mohanam as well as vanabhojanam vanabhojanam means that is the story that is being spoken here one day Krishna goes with the cowherd boys, friends, to the forest with the calves to play. And every day, Krishna and the friends used to develop new kinds of games for them to play together. And the system was that they had to come home at lunchtime. And then they had their lunch. And then they will go back again after the lunch and then come home in the evening. So, Krishna has thought out this plan. We are wasting a little bit of time now by coming home for lunch. Rather, if we can carry with us some packed lunch with us to the forest, can go in the morning and come back in the evening. That way we will save some time, isn't it? For them, playing is more important. So Krishna's thinking like this. So that way we could take the prasadam or the prasadam to the forest, and if we can eat there rather than coming home to eat, that will save our time of walking back and forth in this way. So to sit together and eating with other children, there is some pleasure in that. Because when you go home, you eat at home with the parents or others at home, but all children goes to their houses. Whereas we get an opportunity to eat together with all other children in the forest and making jokes and also testing out the prasadam that's been cooked by other gopis. That's an opportunity. And Krishna was very particular to test the prasadam cooked by different gopis. And Krishna used to make comments about that. Look at my mother's cooking, your mother's cooking is useless. In this way, used to say so many things. And you can also, by bringing preparation, taste various things, what others have brought in. So all that opportunity Krishna had in his mind. So he had this plan to eat with others. Eat with other children. It was very much in Krishna's desire. So all those children together, they picked up all their packed lunch, and with the cows, they came to Krishna's house, and they all together from there, they joined all the cows from Nanda Maharaj's home. Also, they joined together, and it is Krishna is the leader. Yes, it is his responsibility to make sure that everybody is safe and doing everything right. So, and they wanted to play all together with Krishna. And so, Krishna took all the responsibility so that the children were free in their mind to play the games they wanted to play. Because if they had to take responsibility for others, then there won't be enough time and seriousness of the games they wanted to play. So, therefore, Krishna took the responsibility and Krishna played the flute, and with that they all travelled together to the forest. And while travelling to the forest, on both sides of the road, the gopis used to watch Krishna. and with the other, their children going along with Krishna to the forest. And actually they say, Subramashi says there, that was their breakfast, watching Krishna going to the forest with the children. And they were thinking that we will be only able to see Krishna in the evening when he comes back. So, to such an extent, gopis were attracted by Krishna. That attraction for Krishna was in their heart. And Krishna used to observe all that, and he also enjoyed that intimate reactions with the gopis. And when he goes to the forest, he will find some location where there is plenty of grass for the cows and for the calves to eat, and also places where there is plenty of large trees where they could play around. And so when they got there, they will decide a place where they want to play. And different days at different places. So that means in one place they never played permanently, always shifted from one place to another. And because there was plenty of land and plenty of trees and plenty of places to graze the calves also. And calves always require fresh graze for grazing field. So all that thing has to be taken into account. And added to that, when you get to a new place, you have to make arrangements for storing the food, what you have brought from home, till lunchtime. Till then they'll play, and then they'll have the, when they are hungry, sufficiently hungry, they'll sit together and have a lunch, and then continue with the games again. So they'll hang their food on different branches of the tree, what they have brought from home. And so, and they'll take the calves to the place where there's plenty of grass and leave them there to graze. And then with the other children, Krishna will come back and together they will play. This is the way Krishna operated. So, when they were wandering, there's a lot of things are spoken there. How Krishna played. While walking along the streams of water, he will see some interesting birds or some frogs, and they will imitate the way the frogs acted, how they jumped. The cowherd boys also used to jump like the frogs, the way they jumped. And they used to sing songs like the birds, imitating their sound. They tried to imitate their sound and used to make such noises there. And when these huge, large frogs, they normally sit on the river bank, or sorry, on the banks of these streams, and when somebody walks through that, they will suddenly jump into the water. The way the frogs jump, it has got a special way of doing that, and the children used to imitate that and jump into the water like the frogs did. So imitating different birds and the different animals in that little forest, whatever they were doing, that was one of their way of enjoying, following up the different birds and the different animals who were present there. So, and they were that age group, that was their interesting life. So, and this particular style in which the frogs jump into the water, that the children used to imitate that, and when they did that, it will appear as though they looked like the frogs. The children looked like frogs. So when they do that, like the frogs when they do, the water will get into the nose and the ears and everywhere. If you do it like the way if you jump into the water. So sometimes they'll fall into the mud, and there will be the children will get hurt sometimes. So those who are standing on the shore, they will laugh at it, and sometimes they will cry. So on different kinds of things. Similarly, when they see the birds flying in the sky, that they will try to chase that bird by looking at its shadow on the ground. They look at the shadow and run along with the shadow, so that they know that they are following that bird. They are chasing that bird. It's another type of thing. Then the monkeys in Vrindavanam, well known even today, they will be sitting on the trees. So while sitting on the branches of the tree, their large tail will be hanging down. So these boys will go and hold on to those tails. So they get shaken, perturbed by that, and they will jump. They'll jump. These people won't leave the tail. The children won't leave the tail. So he will climb onto the higher branch from there to escape from these boys. So they won't leave them, but when they jump into the higher ones, sometimes holding onto the tail, the boys will go up, but when he has gone into the higher, they'll drop it and fall down from there. From the higher branch, they will fall off. So in this way, all kinds of games, the simple ways these village boys from Vrindavanam, Krishna and the cowherd boys, how they played in the forest. They didn't have any sophisticated toys like the kids have got today. We are different. This is what I'm saying, that when we, you have to remember in which age you have come to this world. If you have come at a stage like this in today's world, you will be molded in a particular way. You will have a different mind, different nature. If you send a child today in the who have grown in the modern world, if you send him to a forest like that, he won't find it interesting. He'll say the place is dirty, the water is dirty. He will say that everything, he will complain about it. Whereas he likes his computer games and computers and all the other sophisticated. I say that's the way life is. What can you do? He has come to this world at this time of the year. So this simple happiness, what the cowherd boys and Krishna had in that forest, they won't get it. And Krishna is, and the cowherd boys are not regretting for not having this, what we have got. So like this, that's the way. At what, which time in the life you have come to this world, that's more important. That's more important. You can see that. I'm saying this, why? Because when we came to Prabhupada and saw ISKCON, that was a different ISKCON. Today I go into ISKCON, I see another completely different world. All well set up, salaries all paid regularly on time, to the credit to the bank, pension, bonus, whatever, everything is organized very well. So, which time in ISKCON you came to ISKCON, you will see ISKCON in that way. And that's ISKCON, you will think that this is ISKCON. It's that's the way the world is. So same thing with this world also. When you come to this world, whichever time you had come here, that's what Melpathur said to Krishna. When you were there, you didn't get me there one day. At least as a grass, Uddhava also said the same thing, isn't it? That's a grass to be there, to enjoy that time with you in this world. So that's the way it is. No, we can't blame anybody for this. That's the nature of the world. It's the nature of the world. That. So that's an important thing to remember here, that these children, when they are playing like this, we shouldn't think that, oh, they didn't have anything, what we got the toys, we are living in a better life now. No, we are not. They lived a better life, actually. That simple mind, not sophisticated, complicated, everything very, very simple, and simple lifestyle they had, and able to be with Krishna, enjoying that life in a simple way. Simple things, actually, is a very important topic. You know why I'm saying this is, sometimes when you go on pilgrimages and places, to holy places like that, you will notice there are people who are living there, say on the Parikrama path, in Govardhana Parikrama path, or Tirunavale also, same thing, Parikrama path, you will find people sitting there. And these people, those who have come from the cities, who are doing the Parikrama, they are thinking, oh, these people, they are not doing any work, they don't have any money, they are just existing like this, what a life. You may think like that about them. But what we have to understand there is that all of them had not come there due to poverty. Some of them, due to certain reasons, they had come. The reason is this, that many, if you observe them very carefully, you will notice this, that many of them get an opportunity to discuss Shastram with others, even though they have no place to sleep. On the roadside, they are lying down there. But some of them are learned in the Shastram, and they had such experiences in life, they have seen this world very well, that they realized it, that all this complicated lifestyle is not the right way to be here. So, in one instance I heard this, that one famous sannyasi, was walking around the Pradakshinam, Giri Pradakshinam in Tiruvannamalai. So that time, this is not from Ramanashi story, but another personality said this. So all around when you walk, you will find a lot of people there. They're just sitting there. And in Tiruvannamalai alone, there's about 70 places where you can get free food. So food is not a big problem. If you go to any of those places, they'll give you something to eat. And you won't starve for want of food. Then the other thing was, they're happy to sit underneath the tree or on the roadside. And there is footpath made. They are bricked. Government has bricked everything. So you can lie there in the night and sleep. And they live such a simple life. Many, many people like that. And same thing you'll see in Govardhanam also in the same way. Many holy places, it's quite a common feature. So people are saying that, particularly in India, this is more prominent. Because everybody has been told you have to work very, very hard. Create wealth, isn't it? So, somebody mentioned to this sannyasi that these people are actually a burden in the society. They are not contributing to the society anything. So, this person, sannyasi, told him, you are a big businessman. And when I look at your face, and when I look at their face, I find they are normal. You have all the money in the world, you have made so much money, and you are still making a lot of money. But your anxiety in your life and the face that I observe, I don't see that on their faces. They maybe make, somebody gives them some 2 rupees, 5 rupees, 10 rupees. Perhaps in a day they may make 20 rupees or 25 rupees. And they get some prasadam from somewhere, but they are peaceful inside. They are not coming with you to compete in the market for a jobs or a business or anywhere. So he said, not they are not doing good thing for you. At least they are not competing with you, he said. So why don't you take it that way? Instead of saying that, oh, they should be doing some work and you should be, they don't take much from this world. They take so little from this world. Actually, what you have to remember is, Krishna has deliberately put these people in front of us to look at them. What Krishna is telling us, life is not so complicated. I didn't make it complicated. You made it complicated. You made a lifestyle like this. I developed a life system like this. And you are suffering from that. Don't blame me. Look at these people. They are able to maintain their body and live in this world peacefully without any anxiety. That shanti, peace, samadhanam inside them, what you find is not there in our so-called modern, sophisticated, advanced society. This is the lesson to learn. That it, and always in this world, you need that people also in this world. Because it is in their association, you feel some shanti, peace inside. Not in the association of these wealthy men, wealthy people. They are more in trouble than anybody else because of their anxiety inside. The fear of material existence is more in them. And when you see that, you can also see, you get some strength inside, spiritually. What is that? You can start realizing that you can live in this world without a lot of things. That strength you will get from them by seeing that. Whereas we with all our complicated lives, what we have got, when we go and see there, little things disturbs us, is it not? Whereas when you observe them, that how tolerant they have become. That what Krishna is saying, it is in the 11th canto, you can see those verses. I'll read it out to you. You can look at it when you have time. That in the 11th canto, when he is talking about, Krishna is saying, they are the people who carry me. These people. They are the people who carry me. Krishna is saying that. So, satsangam, two things. Devotees have asked to Krishna. Satsangam and bhakti. This is what they are asking from Krishna, isn't it? So, if you look at the 11th canto, right in the 27th or 28th. When Ailagidam was spoken, that is when Krishna puts it out. When Ailagidam, Aila story, you remember? Purvira was great personality, ran after Urvashi. Urvashi cheated him, at the end told him, you can go now. And all those things happened with Urvashi and Island. And Puryodhava says, what a fool I am. He was such a powerful personality. It is at that time he is saying this. Krishna is saying this. as a lesson to learn. Krishna mentions there at that time that let's look at that 1 second. Yeah, chapter 26, 11:26, verses from 25 onwards. 11:26, 25, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. All those verses is Krishna's words on that. Krishna is saying there, evam pragayan rupa deva deva sa urvashi loka matho vihaya atmanam atmanyavagamya mam vai uparam ajnana vidhuta moha. తదో దుల్సంగముల్ సృజ్య తదో దుస్సంగముల్ సృజ్య సల్సు సజేద బుద్ధిమాన్ సందమేదస్ చిందంది మనో వ్యాసంగముక్తిభి సందో అనపేక్ష మచ్చిత ప్రశాంత సమదర్శిన నిర్మమ నిరహంగారం నిర్ద్వంద్వాం నిష్పరిగ్రహ తేషు నిత్యం మహాభాగ మహాభాగేషు మల్కథ సంభవంది హితాం నృణాం జుషదాం ప్రవోనంద్యకం. దీస్ పీపుల్ కృష్ణ ఇస్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ he is talking about salsangam. Devotees are those people, he says, that teshu nityam mahabhaga mahabhageshu malkatha sambhavandi hidam mrinam jushadam prabhunandhyakam. When you travel around Govardhanam or places like that, wherever great souls, appearance at them, materially it may look they're poor and in a difficult situation, but look at their shanti inside. They don't have to look at the internet. No internet, no outer net. Nothing. Just satisfied with the simple things in life. And Krishna is saying to us, Krishna has put them there to show to us, look, if you don't complicate your life and live the way in a simple way, you will have shanti inside. This is the important message. To have shanti, you have to disconnect with many things. We have made it so difficult, our own life. I'm saying generally, the society I'm talking about. But even for devotees, it's a lesson to learn from that. That is why he's saying here about a salsangam, what the salsangam means. Salsangam means, in that association, one should experience a shanti or peace inside. If shanti and peace is not there, then where is the salsangam? So, when you are burning in the fire of material existence, the relief is this. Association of these devotees, association of these jnanis, association of these people who live that life, not studying that life, who live that life. That's why it's important. So, it is an opportunity when we go to places, associate with people like that, it brings shanti inside, which you can't buy anywhere else, isn't it? So, that's the point. That's why it's important when you read Srimad Bhagavatam to bear this in mind. That Shishuvala, Kamsa, Hiranyakashipu, they had no peace of mind. They had everything, but they had no peace of mind. So here, these childhood pastimes, Krishna's evam vihare komare, it says here that all different kinds of games they were playing there, like that. It is at that time that they used to challenge each other. Some of them were a little bit more courageous than the others to hold on to the tail of a monkey and not get frightened about it. And the monkeys, they knew these little boys, the monkeys were also, they will jump from there at that time. Either they will lose the grip or they'll fall off. Or sometimes with their weight they may lift them up. Monkeys have strength also in that way. So, and sometimes the monkeys will bite them and they will cry. And others will laugh at it. And the monkeys bite them. So in this way, different kinds of games they were playing together. And it was at that time, Akasura came on the scene. Seeing these children playing so peacefully and happily together, and Krishna also enjoying the whole thing with them, Akasura felt envious. He just felt envious seeing their happiness, the children's happiness. That is why, if you look at the Bhagavatam, you'll see, What happened to Akasura? Akasura's arrival on the scene. Akasura comes there. When Akasura saw that, he couldn't bear that. They were so happy. Tesham sukha krida anaka vikshanam. Yeah. 13th verse. 10, 12, 13. Atha ganama abhyapadan mahasvira stesham sukha kridana vichana akshama nityam vedandar nirjeevide subi pidamrade irapyamarei pratikshate stesham sukha kridana vichana akshama sukha kridana vichana akshama. Impatient when he saw that envy, what he felt inside. Tesham sukha kridana vichana akshama. And without any fear, these children are playing in the forest. And he didn't like it. He just didn't like it. He thought, what these children are thinking themselves, coming and playing like this? And he got angry with them, with these children. He decided that I should finish them all straight away. And they are a group of them, quite a few children. They are coming together. And he gone a little further away from them, opened his mouth, took the form of a python lying there with a big mouth open. So, if you look at him, it won't look as though it's a python lying there with the mouth open. So, when they got there, they were talking to each other. He thought that they will just walk inside. So it's like a big, huge cave open. So, he was waiting for them to get inside, and then he wanted to close the mouth and kill them. That was the idea behind it. But Krishna understood the whole plan from distance. So he let all the children go first. They all walked inside and got inside. When they got inside, they were talking to each other. Children are saying to each other that this road wasn't there before. The tongue was lying outside. Looked like as though it's a huge newly built motorway or something like that. It was lying outside. So they were saying this wasn't there before. They were saying. So one of them has said, no, it looks like a huge python. They were talking about it, but they couldn't come out of it because the road was so good. And they got inside. So, and they were, he was waiting. Krishna has not come in yet. That was the intention behind it, isn't it? So, Shukha Brahmarshi says about Akasura at that time, he's such a fortunate person, isn't it? Because great, great yogis, they have to perform pranayamam for whole lifetime and yoga practices to get Krishna inside. Idea is to get Krishna inside, isn't it? In the heart. And who is situated within the heart and experience Krishna inside, they have to perform so many years of austerities and penances. And still they don't get it. He doesn't stay. Look at this Akasura's good fortune. Krishna has just come in, walking inside and staying there. Akasura, Shubha Brahmarshi says there, who is doing better? Who has done better? He says like this. So he's lying there with his mouth open and to get him inside. So Krishna is also this one nature. If anybody wants to get him inside, then Krishna will do everything favorable for that. If suppose somebody decides to get Krishna inside, he wants to have Krishna inside, Krishna will also favorably react to that. If suppose you are a devotee and you want to remember Krishna, Krishna will give you opportunity to associate with other devotees who are interested in a similar way, who will remind you about Krishna. So, Krishna always thinks about the good side of everybody. He always wants a good thing to happen. So, by now all the children have got inside and they were talking to each other. This looks like a big cave, huge cave. And we have not seen this cave before. Because we have not come to this place before. Another cowherd boy was saying like this. And good time they were having together. And and when they got inside, the tongue is extended a long distance like that. And there was a smell coming from inside. So they were saying there's a smell of a dead snake or something coming from inside. But they didn't care. They kept on going inside. Because it was like a velvet inside. So nice, soft cushion-like thing. So they're saying to each other, is anybody living inside this cave? They were talking like that. And there's a kind of a air that's coming from inside because he's breathing. Akhagrasya's breathing is also coming from inside. So, and they could see also, because this Akhagrasya has taken such a huge form, that big, big clouds were coming there and they were getting stuck on the top of the height of that. The height was such that like in the big mountains, they blocked the clouds. In a similar way, Akhagrasya was also blocking the clouds. It was such a huge one. So, in that process, what happened was one cowherd boy saying to other that, you know, this smell, what is coming from inside, because he must have eaten something and not digested properly, that's why this bad smell is coming from inside. And look at this, that all these clouds that is piling up on the top of the Akhagrasya, that even you look at that, that's only a part of that body of that huge python. And like this conversation went on like that. One cowherd boy says to the other, don't talk nonsense, because if you keep on saying this is a snake, it's a snake. Suppose it becomes a snake, then what will happen? He says there. So you'll see there in the 12th chapter what he said. That Asman kimatra grasida nivishtaha. Verse 24. Nayam tado jet bhagavad vinankshadi. From the previous experience, when Bhaga came, we didn't know that it was a crane, isn't it? They thought it was a rock. And then it turned out to be a crane. Big, huge bird. And eat Krishna. Try to eat everybody. And eat Krishna as well. So similarly, if you keep saying that this road what we are now on is a snake, it may turn out to be a snake later. The boys were talking to each other in this way. And that's what it's saying there, you see. Bhagavad vinankshadi. In that verse, you see. Bhagavad vinankshadi. Mayam tada chet bhagavad vinankshadi. Bhagavad vinankshadi means like Bhagasura has killed us, tried to kill us. In the same way, this also may become a snake, and he may also end up in the same way like it has happened to Bhagasura. In the same way it may happen to Bhagasura. Krishna might kill him at the end, he said like that. So, and remember that instance when Bhaga was killed like that. So, all these boys were very confident. Why? Because of Krishna's presence there. They knew if anything can happen, if anything happens, Krishna will take care of everything. That faith in Krishna's protection that was there. And if that courage is there, you can get into any Akhasura's mouth. Only thing is that courage is required. All the children were inside. Krishna thought for a moment that it's not nice to leave this fellow alone. Like this is, this way. What to do? And it is like that. Whenever Krishna says a devotee is in trouble, that Krishna will say like that, Krishna will also get in with that person into trouble. If there is in a trouble situation, if a devotee gets into trouble, Krishna will also get along with him into that trouble to sort out the problem. So that is Krishna's nature. For example, you can see in the Bhagavadam, when Parikshit was inside Uttaradevi's womb, Krishna also got inside there, in the womb to protect Parikshit, according to Bhagavadam, isn't it? So when devotees get into trouble, it pleases Krishna. It pleases Krishna. There was a famous personality, very famous. Villumangalam went to see him actually. He is called Raghavendra Muni. That's his name. But he is known popularly as Atyashrami. Atyashrami. Why is he so popular if I tell you the story? This Atyashrami, his birth and all is very interesting story behind his life. So Atyashrami was a devotee with whom Krishna was very fond of. Very, very fond of. So there is a temple in near Kananur called Trichambaram. North, up north, very close to the border. there in Trichambaram. There is a Krishna temple, Krishna and Balaram together in that temple. So this personality, Raghavendra Muni, who is called Atyashrami, his pastimes are so many. History goes back so much into his life. And he goes there, and outside this temple, a few yards from the front entrance to the temple, there is a large tree standing there. I don't know the English name of that tree, but tree has got beautiful flowers as well. So this person is very, very sick. He has a disease, something similar to leprosy, and suffering heavily, but not affected by it so much. It is in the body, isn't it? Not in me, it's in the body. That's the way it is. So he's sitting underneath that tree. Villumangalam comes to see Krishna in the temple. Temple is famous temple, very old temple. When he came to see inside the temple, great, great personalities, great devotees, when they go inside the temple, when they look at the deity, they know if Krishna is there or not. So when they looked inside, Villumangalam looked inside, Villumangalam saw, there is no Krishna, not inside the temple, where is he? So some of his other devotees were with him. Villumangalam says to them, Krishna is not inside the temple, where has he gone? So they for a while they looked and talked to each other, and ultimately Villumangalam decided to leave the temple. This experience Villumangalam had in many, many places, in Triprayar, in Guruvayur, and many other places. Villumangalam, once he goes inside the temple, he knows if Krishna is there or not. In Triprayar, Ramachandra's temple, Villumangalam said to Ramachandra, that can you just throw away that bow and arrow and take the flute in the hand and stand in front of me? I have nothing against the bow and arrow. It is there in the Karnamrutam, the particular verse referring to that incident, what happened in Triprayar temple. So Villumangalam walks in and this incident happened, and he walks out of the temple with all the other devotees. When Villumangalam was walking back, what did he see? He saw Krishna is sitting there with this devotee whose body is full of pus and full of worms in the body, and the fruits from that tree, flowers and fruits are there, little fruits, that's falling on his body and it's hurting him. It is hurting him. And these worms are also giving trouble. Krishna is sitting there and with the leaf, he is removing the worms from his body, from this Atyashrami's body. Atyashrami is called, Atyashrami means one who has gone beyond the Varnashrama Dharma. He is not bound by Ashramam or Dharma, Varnadharmam or Ashrama Dharma. He has gone way before that, way beyond that. So he sits there and Krishna is doing this to Atyashrami. Villumangalam started walking towards him. Towards Krishna, who is doing this. All the other devotees who are with him, they are saying to Villumangalam, Villumangalam, don't go there. Sannyasis are not allowed to go to people who are very, very sick. You don't go to them. So he is lying there with such a serious illness. You should not go close to him. They are saying this to Villumangalam because they can't see Krishna there. Villumangalam is seeing Krishna there doing this. So Villumangalam walks towards Krishna and says to Krishna, Krishna, what are you doing here? Krishna says to Villumangalam, Swamiji, don't come to me now. I am busy here. I've got something important to do. And it is this Atyashrami spent some time there after he left his body from there, from that temple. Atyashrami's history is like this, that his birth is very interesting. There's a lot of stories, we don't have so much time. But in principle, we'll say that when he became Atyashrami, he wrote a commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam called Krishnapadi. That's what it is called, Krishnapadi. It's a famous commentary. And before he wrote his commentary on Krishna, he was Krishna's one of the best devotees, you could say. Before he wrote that commentary, he walked into one house. In them days, big, big houses, wealthy brahmanas were there, who were like, they run universities at home, teach young children in the Shastram. They had all the books with them. Books were in shortage supply, unlike today. We have books today, but we don't have the consciousness. That's all what we don't have. We've got the books, but the consciousness is not there. Them days, consciousness was there. Books were not there. There was no printing facility. So he walks into one famous family at that time who lived, asked for a copy of the Bhagavatam. He wanted to write a commentary on the Srimad Bhagavatam. Something came to his mind, that idea. Walked into the house and asked for the book. So his dress was very poor. He had all soiled dhotis, unshaved, and full of hair, matted hair, like in a very, didn't look very clean altogether. Didn't care for the body basically. So they didn't take notice of him and didn't give much attention to him, didn't give him the book. What did he do? He sat there and wrote the whole commentary for Bhagavatam. And for the bathing tank, they have certain structures around for the women to change the clothes and all that. He wrote his commentary on that and put it together and put it on the top of the beam and left. Next day, when somebody came to bathe there, they saw the book there, whole commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. And that Bhagavatam was taken later and published by the royal family in Cochin. They were very great patrons of Vedic knowledge. So they published that book later, this Krishnamurti commentary, still available. Krishna Premi refers to that book often in his lectures, this Krishnamurti's commentary. So that's how popular that commentary became. But this personality, one day, this incident happened many, many thousand years ago, over 1,000 years ago. He walks into Guruvayur temple. At that time, Guruvayur had no visitors, practically none. All used to happen was the pujari and the assistants, they used to come, they make the offering. What was offered was simple rice, that's all, and some yogurt if they could afford. There was no many visitors. This temple was practically unknown. It was so unknown time. And other side, the Lord Shiva temple was very, very opulent at that time. So opulent it was, they used to have, Brahmanas used to come together, they'll have their big feasts, everything there. So one instance, Atyashrami felt very hungry. He felt very hungry. So somebody told him that there is a Brahmanas are fed in that temple, in Mamiyo temple. You should go there, they told him. He went there to get the feast from there. At least he thought I'll have a feast. When he got there, what happened was, they were all sitting there and they were ready to eat when he walked in. They, seeing his clothes and his overall appearance, they didn't want him to sit with them. They didn't want him to sit with them because they were all well dressed. So they were not willing to offer him anything. Instead, they want to get rid of him from there. They took the opportunity and told him that this feast is very exclusive today, but there is another better feast going on in Guruvayur. You should go there. They sent him from there all the way here. When he got here, he saw there was no feast, nothing there. Pujari was walking away after offering to Krishna with whatever rice that was offered, and some chilies or yogurt, something, whatever he had, he offered, and he was taking it home after offered and taking as prasadam for his own family to take it. When he got there, Atyashrami was starving. He wanted some food. So he saw this pujari walking out with the food. He says to him, is there no food here today? No prasadam for anybody? So pujari says that the prasadam is going on there in another, that Mamiyur temple where he had been. So they sent me here, he said. He told them, they have sent me here. I was told that there is a feast here for everybody. Pujari said, no, there is no feast here. This temple doesn't have even money to make an offering to the deity. Saying this, Pujari, out of his kindness, said that this prasadam, what we have offered today, you can have it. That was this. In them days, it was like that. Even if you have nothing, if somebody comes, you offer them what you have got. That heart. So he offered everything to him. So right in front of the deity, he sat there. And this rice, which was just cooked rice, plus whatever little yogurt, everything, he had everything. So deity room is open. Krishna is standing there inside. He ate this prasadam looking at Krishna, right and sitting in front of him. And after eating this rice and yogurt, everything, he says to Krishna, from now on, you should give food like this to everybody who comes here. He says to Krishna, seeing the seriousness of the situation, Krishna replied back from inside, yes, that will happen from now on. It was from that day onwards, Guruvayur became wealthy and the other temple became poor. Mamiyur became extremely poor at one time that they had no money to even to make the offering because of offending Atyashrami. Shiva's agreement that was acceptable. And Guruvayur became, now they are giving 40,000-50,000 people everyday food. Prasadam is offered. So Atyashrami is capable of even blessing Krishna. That is his position. Krishna likes that kind of devotees who had that relationship with him. So the important thing is that Krishna has this relationship with the devotees. You will never know what Krishna will do for a devotee. You will see this in the Bhagavadam also, in several instances. Once that relationship is strong with Krishna, then whether it is Vilomangalam, Atyashrami, no matter who it is, Krishna has a way of dealing with them, which is different than the way Krishna deals with the ordinary people. We go with our list, help me with this, help me with that. That's why we are not in the list. Because we have this list. Whereas these are devotees who don't have a list of requests from Krishna. They live in this world totally absorbed in the Srimad Bhagavatam and the message of the Bhagavatam. That's their success. That is why they are honored. There are so many incidents about this Atyashrami and Vilomangalam together. Many things happened in the past also. But generally, only thing, these stories are written in the books in different places according by different devotees. So if you start asking all the validity of all these things, when it happened, which year it happened, and try to want to justification of everything, you won't get it. Either you have to accept it or you have to leave it. That's all. So we'll see on 3rd of February, 6th I think. 6th, yeah. 6th of February, Saturday, we'll start the classes again. All glory to Srila Prabhupada. Yeah.